instruction and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. Please do not ask hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress has been made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Election Day. My goodness gracious, get out there, folks. Get out there and vote. And give me a call. Give me a call on what is happening out there, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing out there in election world. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. There will only be two machines per voting place. Any of you experience any more or any less than that, again, give us a call here at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. It's election day. Get out there. It's amusing. I have someone, I guess, thought it would be funny to send me an email from the website of Darnetta Klingstell Schemel and Jim Buford Slay. Yeah, they thought that that would be funny. And it was funny. Somebody from their website sent me an email from the website, right? And so I looked through the website. I didn't know that they had one. And the two people running for school board have misspelled words on their website. Ain't that funny? Isn't that hysterical? The two people who have no children in the school district are not parents of kids in the school district, have misspelled words on their website. 45404. Yeah, it's funny, but not in the way that you intended it to be funny. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I was calling to say I went down to the election board to practice on the machine on Friday, and that was another little hassle. But anyhow, tell them do not be discouraged. Stick with it, and if they make a mistake, they can take the card out and start over again.
That is very good advice.
Tell them do not be discouraged. Stay there and vote. Or if they have to go leave and go to work, come back and vote. Make sure that their vote counts.
And also
vote
tell
no on those propositions.
Vote no on all of the propositions. Vote no on everything. And also the other piece of it is that tell them that you want to go to the machine that has the paper trail. There is a machine that has a paper trail. You want the machine that has the paper trail.
Right, right. And so just be prepared to stand and get there early if you can, if not whenever you can, because I'm sure there are going to be some places that it's not going to be that crowded.
No, it's not. There are going to be some places that where it's not going to be crowded. But the fact, I don't know how they're going to do curbside voting. I have no idea how they're going to, if they're going to be able to do curbside voting anymore.
Well, this is what a man told me down there. Say they didn't expect a great turnout anyway.
Well, doesn't matter.
I'm hoping is that the people were surprised.
That's right.
That's what I want them to do.
All right.
Go and exercise, and all of us African Americans remember Medgar Evers and those others who never got that chance.
All right now.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Mr. Jones.
Yes, Ms. Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I just want to encourage everybody to get out and vote and make sure that you tell 10 more people.
That's right.
Sure there's 100 people that's listening to my voice. Each person tell 10 people. We can win. And don't let those bureaucrats, those neocons, I mean, they say just because you're my skin folk, that don't mean you're my kin folk. So get out there and vote. Thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Today is election day. Today is election day. We need to get out there and change the world. We're going to change the world in the city of St. Louis. Donna Jones, Peter Downs, Donna Jones, Peter Downs. That's number three, punch number three, four, number three, number four, number three, number four, number three, number four. Just think of three and four, three, four, three, four. Punch those two, mark those two, check those two, do that, what you need to do with those two. And then on the other amendments, there's a sneaky amendment that your aldermen have put out there. They couldn't pass a civilian review bill, but they sure put in a bill that makes it harder to recall them. So vote no on that. Just to be safe, vote no on every single proposition that you see. There's three of them. Vote no on all of them. Vote no on all of them. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. And there are thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people that are listening to our voices right now. And when you add in people all over the world, we're talking about a million people. You know, we're talking about people listening all over the world. When I go to my website and I look at the where people are listening, it's astounding. You know, it's breathtaking to me how many people all over the world are listening to the sound of your voice. We have people that are countries where there's 50 to 60% voter turnout. 50 to 60% voter turnout. 100,000 people, or 500,000 people got in the streets just to in anticipation of legislation that was coming down. Well, your legislation is here. They're trying to change your world with an election. You need to go out. You need to get in the streets. You need to, and teachers, This is the time. Y'all need to have the blue flu. Y'all, students, y'all need to be on this. Because it's that important. It is that important. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning. I got some literature in the mail last week, and I just finally looked at it, something that Slay is endorsing with Clintonsdale and Buford.
You live on you live north or south? Or do you live
north? North.
Okay.
And what fascinates me is that, you know, they're always saying that we're playing the race card. I noticed that we have two people that we're supposed to be electing for the school board, and what they did was they put Buford and Clintonsdale on it along with Peter Downs.
What was that about?
Yeah, Donna Jones wasn't on there anywhere at all.
So that they could play the race card. And you know what
so
else?
They could play the race card,
and
yeah.
And you know what else, Sam? You know what else they did to Jim Buford Slay? They O.J. Simpsoned him. Remember how they darkened up the picture of O.J. Simpson to make him look sinister in the eyes of white people? Remember that controversy?
Right.
They darkened up the picture of Jim Buford. Jim Buford is not that dark. Jim Buford is not that dark. They darkened him up to make him look more black, and they put next to a white guy. So vote for us because we're black and we care about black kids. There's nothing. What did the first caller of the morning say? All my skin folk ain't my kin folk.
That is correct. And I just hope as a people that we don't do that. We're not voting for black here. We're voting for what's right for our kids.
Here's the thing. You want if you are a community of people of African descent, of course you want people of African descent to represent your interests, but they have to be people that are concerned about issues of African descent. We don't have that in the team of Slay and Shamo. We don't have
right.
that. There are black people who don't care about black people. They are not the people you vote for.
Right, that is correct. But I'll be at the polls today. There's no doubt about it. But I just want our people to realize what's going on.
The game that's being the game that's attempted to be played on them. And what is so fast? What's so twisted and evil about this? The skin game that's being played, that's being attempted to be played on black people. It's orchestrated by Slay.
That is correct. And the person they want to accuse us of whenever it's an issue that we're concerned about. Oh. We're playing the race card.
Well, when
it's convenient for them, they'll go ahead and play. And that is not right.
And here's the thing. There is no card that I can whip out as a person of African descent and gain advantage for in this country.
Right.
There is no race card. The only time the race card is played is when you see white people playing, white politicians that like Francis Slay playing the race card. And trust me that when they sent all of the advertisements south, they had huge pictures of Francis Slay, and Jim Buford was back to his regular color. And the message there was, I know these are black people, but barely black people. It's okay, barely black people, because I'm giving you permission to vote for them. Okay, they're barely black. They're barely black.
Right. It's fascinating, but, you know, hey, I'm aware, and I'm alert, and hopefully other people are aware of it, too, and they're paying attention.
Okay. Thanks, right, thanks for your call, Sandy. All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, I don't know, y'all. I can't sing, but I do want you to know that apparently I don't have a hammer. I can't hammer in the morning. I can't hammer in the evening. And I won't be able to hammer all over this land. Tom DeLay. Stepping down. Tom DeLay, a.k.a. the Hammer, is stepping down. What did baby say? Getting hot in here? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Tom DeLay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Whoo! Tom DeLay said, well, you know, I need to focus all my attention on the fact that they're trying to put me in jail. That's what my focus needs to be. Tom DeLay has decided to not run for re-election. He's going to retire. And this message is one that can be tied into what's happening here. It took Tom DeLay just 10 years. 10 years to carve out Republican majorities to make certain that the Republicans would always have a majority in the House. It took 10 years. 10 years of hard, evil work. and taught 10 years of committed work. Y'all, this stuff takes commitment. Changing the political landscape, whether you're changing it for evil like Tom DeLay or whether you're trying to change it for good, it takes time and commitment. And we have to, the very least we can do is get up and go to the polls today and make a bit of a sacrifice, a bit of a sacrifice to get out there and get the voting done. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Michael.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I have some bad news. You heard about Cynthia McKay's arrest warrant.
Cynthia McKinney's arrest warrant. Yes, I talked about her, about the cop not recognizing her and hassling her and the exchange between the two of them. They've issued an arrest warrant for her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So you should hear another one about Ann Coulter. She's being investigated right now for voter fraud in Florida.
That's right. She voted in a place where she doesn't live, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, I'd like to see that go down. And if it goes down, here's the difference. Before someone, a rabid Republican, is investigated, they have to really do, they have to practically have them on videotape. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
So if they're investigating her, they've got a good case.
I hope so.
All right now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of things to talk about. Pete. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, Pete, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to let Ms. Lynx Brown know that the seven priests, I'm staying in 21st Ward.
Uh-huh.
They only had two machines, and the machine, they don't know how to use the machines.
What are you talking about? They don't know how to use the machines.
They don't know how to work them.
The people that are there with the machines?
Yes.
So what happened? Tell us what happened, Pete. Turn your radio down, first of all, Pete. Pete?
No, this is Eddie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eddie, what did you see?
Nothing. They don't know how to work. Don't know how to work. Neither one of them.
Okay.
They have two machines, and they can now work the machines.
So, Eddie, when you went down, did you try to vote? Were you trying to vote down there?
Yes, I was trying to vote.
Okay.
21st Ward.
Were you able to vote?
Yeah, they voted, but they didn't know how to put it. They couldn't get, they put one machine, they didn't know how to slide it through, so they just opened the door and put it in there.
They opened the door and put it in there?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do we know that worked?
They said they're going to be counted, so I don't know.
Did you go to the machine that has the paper trail?
Yeah, that's where I went to. That's what I wanted. They couldn't get that machine to work at all. The computer one, they couldn't get it to work at all.
So how many people were down there in the 21st Ward?
I don't know. I was the first ward.
Okay, were there other people behind you?
So far, I hadn't nobody came in yet.
Okay, so when you voted, they had to open the machine and vote it, and you voted that way?
Yes, ma'am.
How many people were working in the room where, or how many, well, first of all, how many precincts were in the place where the machines were?
There's only one.
Only one precinct?
Right.
Okay. And how many people from the Board of Elections were down there with you?
There was about four or five people, I think.
So out of the four or five people that were there, no one knew how to work the machine?
Nope. They still tried. They said they only had one day of training.
One day of training on these machines?
That's what they said.
All right, Eddie, and I know who you voted for, Peter Downs and Donna Jones. Okay,
Eddie. Against everything else.
Against everything. All right, that's a good start.
All right.
Thank you, Eddie. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Isn't that something, folks? Isn't that something? One day of training. Oh, there's going to be so much chaos. Oh, there's going to be so much chaos down there. Y'all need to go anyway. Y'all need to go anyway. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. She doesn't hear a word that he says.
morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 44 from Antire to 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 Marshall. That traffic is starting to build. Eastbound 40 from Boone Bridge to 270 is on the move. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into Graham Hanley looks good. Eastbound 70 at 79 and Zumbel, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70, T.R. Hughes and 79, however, look for very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems on those approaches. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 split at 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, however, look for very heavy volume this morning. Northbound Broadway at Mullenfee, there's a report of an injury accident. Kingsbury Place at Union, there's an injury accident. And Manchester at Knox, those signals are not working. There still may be some areas where the signals are not working due to those power outages, so use caution when you roll up to those approaches. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through April, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s this evening, partly cloudy with a low to mid 40s. Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, the high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees under mostly clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 39 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has 2 children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams, his energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only 2 candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number 1, Buford, number 2.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford. Lorraine Hall, treasurer.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006. It is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Grimes has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer. And remember, today is Election Day. Please go to the polls and vote.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Because you want to know what you're going to get in. Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. It's Election Day, it's Election Day, it's Election Day. Have you heard, did you hear the lies that they're saying on those Shamel and Slay commercials? The best thing that's happened to this district in 20 years? Babies have asked this man to his face, have asked Craig $25,000. The best thing that ever happened to him in his life, I will give him that. I bet it's the best thing that's ever happened to him in 20 years. $25,000 a month. I bet it is. Babies asked him to his face if he would give them bus passes to get to school. He said no. Darnetta said no. We're not even going to talk about this. Buford Slay, who's your daddy? Slay? Buford said, no, we ain't giving you any bus pass, stinking bus passes to get to school. We don't care whether you get to school or not. It's on you. Walk. Walk. The best thing that ever happened in this district in 20 years. the best thing that ever happened to him in 20 years at $25,000 a month. Y'all better get to the polls. You better get to the polls. 454-0400 is my phone number. Brad.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I went to vote this morning at the 26th Ward at the Clark School, and they only have one machine.
One machine? How many precincts are there?
Ma'am?
How many precincts are there?
One precinct.
Okay, one machine, one precinct. Is it the machine that has paper?
Well, I didn't get a chance to find out, mainly because they were having problems with the machine. I let them use my phone to call the election board, but the line was busy because I don't think their phone was charged up in order to be able to call out. So I have to come back later on this evening and vote.
So you weren't able to vote?
No, ma'am. I wasn't able to vote. I stayed there for a minute. I don't fault the ladies because they were they only had one rep training for these machines, and I thought they at least should have had a rep something there in order to help them if they had a problem. They could show them what's going on since they were new machines. But they had one day training, and I didn't think that was a sufficient enough time for that because I saw a booklet. It looks like a little novel that they had to go through in order to use the machine. And I think it's crazy. It's all a way of keeping people from voting. That's what I look at.
Absolutely. Oh, so are you going to be able to get back and vote, Brad?
Yes, ma'am. When I get off work, I am going back to vote because I know they don't want me to vote.
All right, now. And who are you going to vote for school?
You're Downs and Jones.
All right. And no one, everything else.
All the propositions can go straight through the back door.
All right, now. Thank you, Brad.
Okay, take care.
454-0400 is my phone number. Larry.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about, I think kudos are in order for one of the proud parents of a graduate of University of Missouri Medical School. She's a product of the St. Louis Public Schools, and her name is Ayanna Baraka Scoggins. Her father is Joseph
Scoggins'
daughter.
Youngest
daughter, and she's my great niece and my sister's granddaughter.
All right.
And her brother is following her the next year, and he's going to be a physician.
All right,
from the University of Missouri, and he'll be in the class of 2007.
Oh, that's hard to even think of, a class of 2007. All right, now.
And the other part, Liz, if I might add that the Jackson State College Concert Choir will be in concert this Thursday on April the 6th at Washington Metropolitan AME Zion Church, 613 North Garrison, where Anthony Witherspoon is the pastor. We're inviting everyone who will come out.
All right.
The other thing, Liz, is this is the 38th anniversary of the death of Martin Luther King Jr. It happened April 4, 1968.
You mean the murder?
The murder.
Yes, sir.
Well, he went on to glory.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
This is a very important day.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
454-04. So what can you do on the anniversary of the assassination, the murder of Martin Luther King? You surely can get up and get out there and vote. And you surely can raise Cain at the Board of Elections for this experiment. This failed experiment. Get to the voting polls. Get to the voting polls. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Bailey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I'm listening to you, but you know one thing, Miss Brown?
What's that?
It's not but one way. I believe you can get out from under this thing. Shut the schools down. Let the kids go ahead and roam the street. Because they're going to take this from you. They're going to take this election.
You know what? I'm not going to give in. I am not going to give in. We can't even think that way.
Well,
we can't. It's not. You got to fight this. You don't start a fight by saying I can't win.
Well, they're going to take it.
Again, I don't believe that. I believe they're going to take it.
All right. That's what the white people.
Okay. All right. We don't have room for negativism. We don't have that. We don't have room for that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, someone keep calling in saying that they got a day of training on those machines. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a judge.
Uh-huh.
We did not have a day. It was 4 hours. And for the first hour and maybe a half, they talked about another issue. And then they start talking about how to You got to hook the machine up, too. It's a computer machine, and then you got to learn how to hook it up. And then you got to learn how to let the people vote. And
so you
only
had
4 hours.
No, you had 3 hours of training.
No, it was about, we were there from 8 to 12 days.
But you just said that an hour of that was spent talking about something else.
To hook the machine up, how to set it up. And it was supposed to be 2 machines at each election hall.
Mm. All right.
So it was 4 hours, not a day. We didn't even have a day, and I didn't understand some of it, but I'm off sick today.
Okay.
But it was not a whole day.
All right, Mary.
Bye.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break, folks, and get back to me after that. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one smothers light. One shifts from left to right. Politics.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Monrovia. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor entered a not guilty plea at a UN special court proceeding in Sierra Leone. Taylor was ordered held in custody for a trial date to be scheduled at a later time. An 11-count indictment has charged him with murder, sexual slavery, use of children as soldiers, and other atrocities during years of civil war between Liberia and Sierra Leone. Taylor said the UN court was nothing more than an attempt to continue to divide and rule the people of both nations. If he's found guilty, he could go to prison for a long time, but there's no provision for executing him. And Dateline Washington. Federal officials are still having trouble straightening out problems with the new Medicare Part D prescription drug program. A safeguard provision was implemented when the plan went into effect January 1st that allowed patients to get a 90-day supply of their medications even if the specific drugs they needed were not covered by the plan they chose. But that 90-day period has now expired, and some patients have still not been able to locate substitute medications that are covered under their plan that they signed up with. Medicare officials say that the various plans have to make sure the patients can switch over to new medications or continue to get the ones they currently are on if it's medically necessary. But some people are going to fall through the cracks on this issue because thousands of patients are expected to file appeals to have their medicine included on the plans. And officials say they're unsure if the system is prepared to handle that volume of appeals. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Hi, my name is Ambria. I'm a student in Riverview Garden School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006. It is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Bruford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Bruford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Bruford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
Hi, this is former State Representative Betty L. Thompson, urging all of University City voters to go to the poll today and vote to re-elect Mayor Joe Adams. Mayor Joe Adams has been a good mayor in University City. He's a strong black leader who has worked hard for not only African Americans, but for the entire University City community. Mayor Adams has a solid record of achievement and a clear vision for the future, unlike his opponent. That's why I, Betty L. Thompson, is urging all of the registered voters in University City to go out and re-elect Mayor Joe Adams.
Paid for by Adams for Mayor, Dolores Miller, Treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer. And remember, today is Election Day. Please go to the polls and vote.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Like I'm invisible.
Baby, you won't treat me the way you're treating me. Baby, you won't.
Welcome back. What a gorgeous day. What a gorgeous day. It is election day. Election day. Look, U City, you want to know how bad it is in U City? You want to know how bad it is? What is his name? What is his name? The most compromised, well, one of the two, horrible state reps, Hoskins and Hubbard. Horrible they are. He's jumping into the, he took some of that voucher money, Ted Hoskins did, and paid for a full-page ad in the U-City newspaper. So that tells you what Joe Adams is. He's all about that same horrible stuff that's going on in Jefferson City. Oh, Shelley Welsh. That's what you need to do in U-City. Shelley Welsh is what you need to do in U-City. It's time to bring these rings of corruption down. This is just corruption central. That's why Ted Hoskins needed an opponent. Now he's taking all of his money that he got from the pro-voucher people. After lying to your face, I'm not pro-voucher. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. They ain't giving you $10,000 just to play with you. U City is an important race. It is an important and important and important race. So is Hazelwood with Tony Weaver. You need to make sure you get Tony Weaver in there. So is Riverview Gardens. You need to make sure you get Bobby Smalls in there. Get to the polls. It's an important day. And vote no on those propositions. No. D. D.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm at Yademan reporting. Tell them to use a paper trail.
Yes.
And all I see over here are Clinkstill and Buford Sands. We need somebody at Yademan to work.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and Teflon Tom is gone, huh?
You know what? Apparently he doesn't have
Did
a
hammer. Did he die?
Apparently he doesn't have a hammer, D.
He got hammered, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he does. He don't have one.
Okay, y'all get out here and fight for Donna and Peter.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, D. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Brother Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Attorney Liz Brown. Look, I went down yesterday with my lady and I. We voted early down at the Board of Election Commissioners yesterday, and quite naturally, I was asking a lot of questions. But I voted for Donna Jones and for our man, the Downs, and no against all of the those amendments and stuff that they had on there. But I was asking questions. I saw all white people in there. They were middle aged and elderly white people. There was no blacks at the Board of Election Commissioner. One of my friends used to be there. He's no longer there. So I asked if the machine is not working, what other backup do you all have? They said, first of all, we're going to have two machines at each of the polling places. And then they went over and got a white piece of paper with the issues on it, the names and the other things that we will be voting on. And you'll fit it out with a mark. I said, what about the punch cards? No, we don't have them anymore. So I'm really surprised that at the polling place, there's some shenanigans going on that we do not have these bag up alternatives there. But we can win. There's no question about it. We have the numbers in the city. We no longer can keep listening to our elected officials who are not in the interest of the community, nor those that have been elected before. And I just think that I keep saying that we have the numbers here to do it, and we just have to keep on educating our people. It's a long process. It's just not going to happen overnight, but I think we're on the right path, and thank you so kindly for your program.
All right, thank you. So 454-0400, and take your time. If you mess it up, don't worry. You can go back and do it again. You can keep going back and doing this. The machine will let you keep going back and fix your vote until you hit the finish button. So make sure that if it's not right, don't worry. Take your time. Go back and do it again. Brenda.
Oh, hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I just voted for Donna Jones and Donna Jones and Peter Downs.
Very good. And no against.
No.
All right now.
And I want to tell you, they have one of those machines there, but use the paper trail.
That's right.
Use that and just color, just like you're taking a test. Just mark it in black. Don't go outside the lines, and just put it through the machine. I hope they count. I hope they don't lose half of them.
Okay.
Okay.
And what were the numbers like when you went down there, Brenda?
It was slow. I think people are scared of this new machine.
And where did you vote?
I live on Pope, and I'm at the 21st Ward.
And precinct 4. And the place where you were, how many machines were there?
Only one.
Only one machine?
Only one of those diabolical things. But if you do the paper trail, forget about that machine thing. Do the paper trail.
Okay.
Just do the paper trail, something you're familiar with.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Wayne.
Yeah, I just voted at Peyton School, and just one machine there. But I wanted to echo what the lady said. If you do it with the paper trail, at least they can go back and look at it. So you might want to insist on the paper trail also.
How many precincts were at your place?
It was two.
Two precincts and one machine?
Machine, yeah.
And how many people were there, Wayne?
It was a bunch of people servicing the people, but it was only me and my wife in there voting at the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wayne.
All right.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, wake up call. Got another good hour coming at you. Stay with me.
Some very bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
This was not roofs were all blown off houses. This is houses that used to be there and just aren't there anymore.
The governor of Tennessee says his state will regroup and rebuild after Sunday's tornadoes. At least 24 people have been killed. Phil Bredesen toured the storm damage today. Tennessee was one of the hardest hit places.
The families here face another agonizing day of salvaging what they can. Right now, I'm looking at the remains of the 102-year-old Christ United Methodist Church. It's a block and brick building, and there is absolutely nothing left. It's just shattered. Hymnals are scattered everywhere. Many of the people lived within walking distance of their church have not only lost their place to pray, but they've also lost their home.
ABC's Mike Von Fremd in Millsfield, Tennessee. Tom DeLay won't seek re-election, and he will leave office in June. But the Texas Republican says he has plenty of which to be proud.
Together, we put policies in place to renew America's security, prosperity, and families. We adopted year after year of tax relief.
DeLay resigned as House Majority Leader earlier this year, dogged by allegations of ethics violations. Senator Barack Obama says he doesn't want to be president, not yet, but the Illinois Democrat says his party's platform should include energy independence and education reform. A jury says Zacharias Moussaoui can get the death penalty. Now it must decide if he will.
Victims' relatives pinned their hopes for justice on the only 9/11-related prosecution in this country. And while Zacharias Moussaoui's been declared eligible for death, it's a bittersweet verdict for Abraham Scott, whose wife died at the Pentagon.
I love my wife truly, and I know that whatever happened to him will not bring her back.
In pushing for death, prosecutors will show photographs of all 3,000 victims and call 45 devastated family members. The defense is likely to argue Moussaoui is unbalanced and should not be put to death. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Alexandria, Virginia.
This is ABC News.
Hi, it's Judy from Northwind Traders, the region's leading gourmet food superstores. We've got some really terrific deals on fresh produce this week that I want to tell you about. For example, fresh strawberries, $2.50 a pound, hothouse medium-sized tomatoes, $1.49 a pound, and large artichokes, $2 each. Good stuff. Now, one warning, we may not have any of these items in our stores. We've had a lot of trouble with our complicated computer system lately, processing orders and deliveries and so on. So to be honest, we're not exactly sure what will be in the store near you. But why not pop in and surprise yourself? It's part of the fun of shopping. It's your Northwind Traders Superstore.
Even some successful businesses could use help with supply chain dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use system that unites even your most far-flung supply chain links. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with CRM and financial management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
The top dog in men's college hoops is the Gator. Florida beat UCLA in last night's NCAA championship game. ABC's Todd Ant was there.
Confetti is raining down here in the RCA Dome as the University of Florida celebrates its first college basketball championship. The Gators thoroughly outplayed UCLA 73-57 as Coach Billy Donovan becomes the second youngest coach at age 40 to win a championship. The Bruins' trademark defense never showed up, and Florida took advantage, jumping out to a 20-point lead, and they never looked back. Gators center Joakim Noah was named most outstanding player. The Florida Gators are college basketball's champions. Todd Ant, ABC News, Indianapolis.
Usually the women play their title game the night before, but not this year. Duke and Maryland meet tonight in Boston. Mature may not really cut it. A Harvard study found 81% of video games with the M rating had graphic content that wasn't noted on the label. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Tanker Kranzmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour.
In the news this Tuesday, some people in the St. Louis area are still in the dark following Sunday night's violent storms. Erica Abbott, a spokesperson for Ameren UE, says more than 1,800 crews were out as soon as the storm subsided to begin restoring power to the more than 100,000 people that were in the dark.
We are also customers of this utility, and we have employees who are without power as well. And so we understand the frustration, and we really do appreciate our customers' patience.
Abbott says the majority of the storm damage came from trees and power lines down by the high winds that came with the storm. About 18,000 people in the St. Louis area were still without power early this morning. St. Louis County police are looking for a missing teenage girl. 15-year-old Michelle Hamblin was last seen on March 25th at the Salvation Army shelter in the 10,700 block of Page. Michelle was African American, 5'5" and 105 pounds, and was last seen wearing a pink shirt with a gray shirt over it, blue jeans, and white and pink tennis shoes. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Louis County Police at 314-889-2341. Finally this hour, area voters are headed to the polls. Many cities are electing mayors and council members today. The feature of Baldwin's smoking ban could hinge on today's aldermanic election, and Sunset Hills voters will have eminent domain in mind when choosing their city officials. Republican Scott Roop and Democrat Wayne Henke will conclude a contentious campaign with today's special election to fill the state Senate seat left open by John Dolan. The St. Louis School Board election is one of a number of school board ballots across the area. St. Louis Community College officials are asking for a property tax increase for expansion projects. Several local school and ambulance districts have tax levies on the ballot. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. If you're in the market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to BuySellCash.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. BuySellCash.com. That's BuySellCash.com. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound Page at Lindbergh, look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Soccer Park. You can expect normal traffic. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44 interchange. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and 270 looks good. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 at 79 and Blanchette looks good. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79, however, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, look for a very heavy volume. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge at the stop and go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleves Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 at 4th Street, there's a report of an accident on the right shoulder and is backing up through 64. Jennings Station Road at 70, those traffic lights are not working, as well as in a number of other places. The storm has knocked out some, and you may still experience some power outages. So if they're blinking at an intersection, consider that a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the industry leader in financial and accounting temporary staffing. Call or visit them today at accounttemps.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny today, high in the lower 60s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, the high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees under sunny skies. Lambert Field is reporting 41. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dodson Show. I'll see you then.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I say?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. It's Election Day. This is also the anniversary of the day that Martin Luther King was murdered. April 4th? It's a powerful day. It's a gorgeous day out here. It's a day that you need to step towards, move towards changing the world and the environment for all of us. You hear these insane commercials. Are you on drugs? I mean, do you have a little crack thing going on? To hear these people from Clinksdale, Shamel, and Buford Slay say that this is the best thing that has happened to this district in 20 years? Are you on, huh? Are you on some kind of program and haven't been to any of your meetings? This is the same crew that says we don't have to give babies bus passes. That we can afford to pay somebody who's never been a superintendent $25,000 a month. Huh? This is the same crew that has lost 25 points of accreditation. This is the same crew that brought in a Sodexo to feed our babies, or Airmark to feed our babies poison food, and Sodexo to have our babies educated on top of human waste. Y'all need to get to the, y'all need to get out to the polls, ask for the machines, demand the machines that have the paper trail, and vote for Donna Jones and Peter Downs. The best thing that's happened in this district in 20 years, y'all own something. And it's not legal. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Bobby.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Bobby.
I'm calling to make sure to tell the residents of the River Gordon School District to please get out.
That's
61 and 65, which is myself, Bobby Small, and Fred Winston for the school board.
That's right. That's another important race out there. Bobby Smalls, that's right. And what are those punch numbers again out in Riverview Gardens School District?
61 and 65.
Bobby Smalls, absolutely. Because these, it matters who's on your school board, doesn't it, Bobby?
Yes, it does.
All right. Keep us apprised. Are people out and about out there in Riverview Gardens?
It's going slow, and some parents are keeping on going, and we need our parents to come out. It really makes a difference when you vote the right people in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. Good luck.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Taylor. 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 Robert.
This is Robert Harvey. Miss Brown.
Yes.
Okay. I've just voted around at Ward 21 precinct. Six, and I was the second person around there this morning, and I used the paper.
Okay.
And I voted for Downs and Jones and against everything else.
Very good, Robert. Were there obviously there weren't a whole lot of people in there with you?
No, I was the second person that had voted, and one anyone in there really.
And how many precincts are in your were in your place?
I guess it's just at number six.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Robert.
Okay,
and
you're welcome.
And thanks for voting.
All right, bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Dolores.
Liz?
Yes?
You know, the other day I went by a school, and I saw this truck out there. I wish I could remember the name of this truck. And they had these people working, cutting the grass and stuff. They were all Mexicans. And I said, now, you know, come election day, with all these people that have lost their jobs due to this board that was in there, you know, you don't have no, it's not even an option who you should vote for. Liz, it's just terrible how they have tore this school system up.
And here's the thing, I am not going to, I don't want to be in any connection with, I don't know what country those men were from.
Well, the fact
of the matter is that there is no doubt that whatever those men are getting paid is not a living wage.
Oh, no.
It is not a fair wage, and it is a wage that went to, at one time, to people that actually lived in the city of St. Louis.
That's
and were
right.
able to raise their families. And whether those men live in the city of St. Louis, they're not getting the same benefits that they would have if they had been hired by the school district.
That's right.
So, you know, it's not about Mexican people or Latino people.
Well, let me rephrase that. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying that when you look at the people, I know a lot of people over there at School Street lost their jobs.
That's fact.
Good jobs
that helped the community, jobs that helped a city, jobs
right.
that helped raise families, jobs that gave people a reason to come
that's
to the
right.
city of St. Louis. They talk about not having schools. Well, if there aren't jobs, doesn't matter if there's a school because nobody's coming anyway.
Because I know one guy had 30 years in. Couldn't even get to his retirement because of this, what this school board did.
It's outrageous.
It is outrageous.
It is absolutely outrageous. People need to get to the polls.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Mr. Turner.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
Outstanding. I just wanted to report to you that I went and voted, and the brother just previously called before the last caller, Ward 4, Precinct 8. I was the third one in to vote,
okay.
and I did do the electronic voting. They only had one. They didn't have two voting booths. They had one.
Mm-hmm.
So that was amazing. But they only had one, and I did the electronic. I didn't have the paper trail. So, but it did register, though.
Okay, so.
But I did vote for Peter and Donna.
And no on all of the propositions.
Correct.
All right now.
All right.
Mr. Turner, thank you so much. Go call somebody else and get them out there to vote.
All right, I will.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. Taylor.
Yeah, could you spray that paper trail?
I can't. All I know is that there is a piece, because I haven't seen the machines, I haven't looked at the machines, I've been told by people that there is a piece of paper that comes out and registers your vote for the paper trail. 454-0400 is my phone number. Glenn.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Can I ask you a question about the Massari piece?
Sure.
What I want to know is, I got a question and an observation.
All right.
How common is it for an individual to get the debt, possibly the death penalty, for possibly withholding some information that they say, well, you know, led to the death of at least one person?
It's never been tried before. But here's the thing. The reason why this jury has given him the death penalty is because he testified. He said it. He made the connection for the jury. He made the connection for it. If he hadn't testified, I don't think that this jury would have been able, I don't think that this judge would have let it go to the jury, because the prosecution wouldn't have been able to make their case. He made the case when he got up and testified.
So, okay, so the trouble I'm having with is still giving someone the death penalty, even if someone told you that, for something that they didn't do.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's awful.
Now, my observation is this. You remember when the little girl about 8 years ago was killed in Vegas in the bathroom by this white man who raped and murdered her and strangled her right in the stall? And there was another young white man who was there basically when it happened and saw it. And he walked out and went and played games, you know, went and kept gambling.
You're right.
And then they got the guy, but they never charged that guy with a crime at all.
You're right.
And he saw a little child get murdered.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, so this whole Massari, this whole George Bush administration is extremely suspicious.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And people... There's a bloodlust, and people think that killing this person is going to bring some closure. When you know what the real big story coming out of Massawi is, how incompetent the FBI is, how incompetent this administration is, and how that we need to be concerned about the fact that these incompetent people are being given more ability to spy on us. Because
not only that. That lawyer that lied, that actually broke the judge's order.
Broke the law.
Basically coaching people on what to say.
That's a fact.
It is horrible. Man,
this is
crazy.
Thank you so much. Take care, Glenn.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Al.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Listen, I voted in the Congress building where your station is this morning.
Okay.
They only have one machine.
What?
One. And
I'm going to go down and look at that at break.
Yeah, and I wanted to explain to you about this paper trail. Actually, the voter determines the paper trail, because what happens is after you vote, you have a choice to print your ballot. And there's a button that you push down at the bottom that you touch, and it will print the ballot. It asks you if you want it printed. Excuse me. And that's how you leave the paper trail, because if you don't push that button, then your vote is just electronic, and you have no record of it.
And how do they? What I can't understand why there needs to be some kind of backup, because how will you know that at the end of the day they can't go in there and punch up 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 votes?
I agree.
There's no,
because you don't really see the ballot. Tells you it's printing it.
Absolutely, and also. There's no master list. Like, why shouldn't everybody just, like, sign in so there's at least a master list of the people that came in and voted?
Well, you know, they check you off in the book.
But you can't go through the book. You'd have to go through every single book to look at every single signature to see who came in and who voted.
I agree. It's a really sloppy process.
How many people were voting downstairs?
I don't like it. And I think those machines will intimidate a lot of people, older people.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And how many people were downstairs voting?
There were three of us at the time I went, which was about 45 minutes ago.
Wow.
Okay. And there's only one...
There's just one machine.
One machine.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Al.
You're welcome.
454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get to the... You need to get out. You need to vote. This is going to be this is such an important election. In U City, it's an incredibly important election. We have the mayor's race going on there. Shelley Welsh is running. And I would attach Joe Adams to the same culture of corruption that's going on up in Jefferson City. And for this reason, when you take money from corrupt people, and when you don't refuse money from corrupt people, you take it, people tell you they're corrupt, and you keep it, what does that make you? Ted Hoskins is giving money to Joe Adams. He's running ads for Joe Adams. And Joe Adams knows what Ted Hoskins does and who owns Ted Hoskins' vote. Republican, right-wing, conservative, voucher fanatics. And Joe has taken those votes. It's time to clean house in U-City. It is absolutely time to clean house in U-City. People need to get out there and vote. And get rid of the culture of corruption. Get rid of a do-nothing administration. Get rid of someone who's never visited the Third Ward, never visited the Third Ward, where black folks stay, but now he's black over there in U-City. Get it done, folks. Get it done in U-City. Get it done in the city of St. Louis. Get it done. Evelyn.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I just wanted to let you know, my daughter and I voted this morning at the First Ward, 7th District.
Okay.
And the machine that we used, well, we signed in, of course, and then we were given a ballot to mark with a black marker, and there were circles, like, to the left of the person's name, and then there were numbers to the right. Once you filled in the circle that you were voting for, then you inserted this ballot sheet into a small black box that was standing alongside, and it registered. Now, there was another machine there. I don't know if this was the press button or whatever that they were displaying, but we did not use that one.
And did you have an option to choose, Evelyn, which machine you wanted?
Not really. We were pointed toward that particular one.
So, and you didn't ask if you could use the other machine?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Did you have any problem figuring it out, how to use it?
That part was quite simple because there were the propositions that were on there and, of course, the board members.
Mm-hmm.
And you just read down. Of course, the print was very small. My daughter had to read it for me. Even with my glasses, I couldn't read it. Very small.
Really?
Yeah, the print was very small. But there was no problem as far as marking your actual ballot.
Do they give you a pen, do you take your own pen? How does that work?
Okay, there were special markers.
Okay.
They had. Of course, you had the regular pin when you signed in on the voting book,
mm-hmm.
and then you were given a special marker. Now, that was another thing I noticed, though. There were two different types of markers. Now, the one that my daughter had, I mean, it was, you could see it really well once you placed it onto the paper. The one that I had, it was like, okay, come on, you're not working here. So I don't know if they were not aware, but we did tell them that the one marker didn't work as well as the other to make sure that they were picked up by the machine or however that works.
How many people were at your voting place?
Well, my daughter and I, we were the first two there.
And what time did you get there?
It was around 6:20, I guess.
And you know that you were the first two there because
they told us that
okay,
we were
the first two.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so did you have any problem marking no on all of the initiatives?
No, had no problem.
Okay, all right. And you got Peter Downs and Donna Jones.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Evelyn.
Sure.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. I want to hear from you out there. What are you all seeing? What are you all experiencing? How's voting going on out there today? Election Day is today. It's a gorgeous day. It's wonderful. It's beautiful out there. Get out there and vote. Thanks.
And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Granite Works Home Show. Eastbound 44 at 141 at Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 at Richardson and Lindbergh, no problems there. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Marshall is still stop and go traffic this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant, look for a very heavy volume going on. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 40 from McKnight to Hanley, heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 40, Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from McKelvey to St. Charles Rock Road, very heavy volume there. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue, look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the approaches of Poplar Street Bridge, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleeds Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 at 4th Street, there's an accident on the right shoulder and it's backing up through 64. And there are a number of areas that are probably still underneath the power outage, so the four-way stops are to be treated as four-way intersections when you roll up to a blinking intersection. And eastbound 30 at Gravois, look for an accident reported there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Granite Works Home Show Special. Granite Works is having a huge spring special, some of the most unique granite you'll ever see, all starting at $38 a square foot. Mention the spring sale and get $100 off. Call 862-6300. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers. The high will be in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 40 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 39 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Got a brand new show, 335-8080.
See Jim Stafford's brand new show, 335-8080.
Go see Jim Stafford, you'll feel better.
Yeah!
No more calls for the Friday drawing, we have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
Hi, this is former State Representative Betty L. Thompson, urging all of University City voters to go to the poll today and vote to re-elect Mayor Joe Adams. Mayor Joe Adams has been a good mayor in University City. He's a strong black leader who has worked hard for not only African Americans, but for the entire University City community. Mayor Adams has a solid record of achievement and a clear vision for the future, unlike his opponent. That's why I, Betty L. Thompson, is urging all of the registered voters and University City to go out and re-elect Mayor Joe Adams.
Paid for by Adams for Mayor, Dolores Miller, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dodson Show. I'll see you then.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
What they say to you, no. Still got things to do, fighting on you, yeah, yeah. So what am I supposed to do?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I just came from voting. I didn't know they had moved our voting spot. I thought it was at Herzog.
Okay, same with me. I looked at my card, girl. I looked at my card, and they moved it over to that Walnut School.
Right, and so when I went over there, they really didn't know how to work the electronic machine. One person told me that it was for the hearing impaired, and then
wait, but you have there is a voting machine for the hearing impaired?
Well, actually, what it is, it's some earphones that you can use if you're deaf and. You know, you could put those on, but they really didn't know how to work it.
Well, that means it's for blind people because deaf people can read. So that must have been.
Well, they said hearing impaired.
I know, and I think what they probably meant was for the visually impaired because deaf people can read. So it's not like they need to be, you know.
I looked at them. I said, are you sure you know what she's like?
Wait a minute.
And then, so anyway, they gave me, what I did was fill out the one where it's not a punch card, Liz. It's more like, you know, when you take a test and you have to fill in the grid.
Right.
And then you stick it in a machine.
Mm-hmm. Did you? And there's no trail as a result of that.
Right. It's no trail. And I asked them for it, and they say, no, we don't have those. We just only have this, or you can use that electronic machine over there.
And the electronic machine is the one that I believe that has the, if you punch it for a printing piece of it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what somebody called in and said, that
right.
You can push a button for a paper trail for that. But in terms of the number of people that I thought my voting place was at Herzog, too.
I did, too, and I don't remember getting it. I got all that other literature in the mail, but I don't remember them sending me something saying that it had temporarily moved.
No, and is it a temporary move?
Well, I asked the lady, and she said, well, they were doing construction at the school.
At Herzog School?
That's what she told me. I said, why aren't we over there at Herzog School? She said, oh, they're doing construction or some kind of remodeling over there.
Well, here's the thing. There's still kids in the school, so I don't understand that. The other piece of it is that go back home and look at your vote, the card that comes in the mail.
I didn't get that card this time.
You didn't get your card?
No, I got, the only thing that I got Saturday was a lot of literature with Buford and Clinksdale and stuff like that. I got one piece of literature for Donna and Peter. Other than that, I didn't get anything else. And I've been looking, too.
Well, on my card, it said that my voting place was at the Walnut School, but it didn't say it's changed. So, you know, I mean, there was no heads up or anything. And the only reason I went and looked at it is because I got concerned about whether or not my polling place had been changed.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Joyce. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Lawrence.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great. I did the electronic voting at the Co-Brilliant School.
Okay. How many machines did you have?
They only had one. And I also punched where I will get a printout. And
right.
It said, but I didn't get a printout.
Huh?
And I told them that. I said, well, there is not a printout on here. Oh, well, no, you wouldn't get the printout. We'll get it, you know, at the end of the election.
What?
Yes.
That's not true.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, you're supposed to get a printout.
You are supposed
apparently
to get
a. The machine was not equipped in order to provide a printout to the voter.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So that's at Co-Brilliant School.
And how did you vote, Lawrence?
I voted for Donna, and I voted for Mr.
Downs?
Yes.
And then you voted no on all of the...
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
All right. Call somebody else. Get them to the polls. Tell them it's going to be a little complicated, but that's okay. You can do it.
We're going to make it happen.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Folks need to get out. Need to get to the polling places. You need it. Today is election day. It is so interesting to see what's going on in U City. It is so interesting to see what's going on. Folks that said that Joe Adams was the next thing to Satan now are supporting him. You got to ask the question, why? And here is the connection.
It's always about the money. In U City, we have Ted Hoskins, who's not even a state rep. That's Maria Chappelle Nadal's district. Ted Hoskin is taking his voucher money to place an ad in the paper supporting Joe Adams, okay? Then you have Betty Thompson, who is the voucher bill, who is the reason for the voucher bill. And Betty Thompson's legislative assistant, Dozier, who is, she has a PR company that started up when the voucher people got here, and all of her clients are voucher fanatics. So you have this voucher connection coming to U City. Understand, they're like locusts. They come to your town, and if you don't get at them, if you don't get at them and get rid of them, your town is destroyed. This is about voucher mania, voucher fanatics, and people that are hustling, and corrupt politicians like Ted Hoskins that are taking money from the voucher people and to trying to deliver up the voucher pit. Oh, by the way, what I've heard, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to your calls, thanks to your attention, thanks to your fury, it looks like they're not going to be able to bring that voucher bill to vote in Jefferson City. How about that? How about that? How about that? Y'all need to get out and vote. It matters. It matters. If 500,000 people can get in the street in anticipation of something going down, y'all can go and get to the polls with the knowledge of what is already going on. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number.
I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, local news update. Dateline Washington. Some interesting revelations have come out of the trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. The FBI agent who interrogated him weeks before the hijackings of September 11, 2001, sent 70 advisories to his bosses in the agency about concerns he had that Moussaoui was planning to hijack a plane for a terrorist operation because he'd been taking flight training in Minnesota. But the agency heads in Washington refused to issue search warrants for Moussaoui's computer. Other federal agents in Minnesota and Arizona were also aware of al-Qaeda's plan to train pilots for U.S. operations, but they couldn't get any FBI heads to take their concerns seriously. The CIA was also putting together a picture of what was to come from various intercepted information, and on August 6, 2001, that agency sent to President Bush a daily briefing with the headline, Bin Laden Determined to Strike in U.S. The CIA said it knew Bin Laden wanted to hijack a U.S. aircraft and also intercepted a call made to the U.S. Embassy in the United Arab Emirates in May of that same year that said a group of Bin Laden sympathizers was planning to strike inside the United States with explosives. It appears that President Bush could have forced the agencies to recognize the pattern that was developing and perhaps ordered an immediate planning review of the situation. But in late summer of 2001, the president decided to take a month-long vacation at his ranch in Texas, even though he'd only been in office for half a year. He never ordered a National Security Council meeting to examine that CIA memo of August 6th, or he never bothered to conduct any type of meeting between his top advisors to discuss the possibility of a domestic attack. Critics say it should come as no surprise, then, that the same lack of attention to detail in the Hurricane Katrina disaster and the Iraq War insurgency threat escaped the administration over and over. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes,
reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends
on Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006. It is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klinkscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klinkscale and Bruford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klinkscale, number one, Bruford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klinkscale and Bruford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer. And remember, today is Election Day. Please go to the polls and vote.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dotson Show. I'll see you then.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day all over the city of St. Louis, all over the region, University City, all over the region. In Hazelwood, in Riverview Gardens, we need to make some important decisions. In Riverview Gardens, it's real easy, Bobby Small. And also in Hazelwood School District, real easy, Tony Weaver. And in the city of St. Louis, real easy, Peter Downs, Donna Jones, and no on all of the amendments. In University City, it's real easy. We need Shelley Welsh in the city, in U City. My name is Liz Brown. We've got business to tend to. Get out there and vote. And also a heads up, we have some really special Liz Brown Because We Care packages coming at you this Friday. I have a special one for the ladies. Some really for ladies only fiction. And I can't tell you everything that it says in these books. I have a whole collection of fiction pieces written by African women. And I can't even tell you some of the stuff because it makes me blush. It makes me blush to tell you some of the stuff that's in those there books. I don't know if I'm old enough to read some of that stuff, but I'm going to have a wonderful collection for you, along with one of our wonderful sponsors, Light It Up Senate Candles. You know, Paul Anthony, he was on the show. If you need some of his wonderful candles, you need to call 283-1827, 283-1827. But we're going to have some of his candles in your package as well, and it's going to be wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful because Liz Brown Because We Care package. You don't want to miss this opportunity. I have a special one for the ladies. Guys, I have something for you, too, but this is going to be a very, very, very special ladies package. So you really need to get in on the contest this week. I'm Liz Brown. Let me get to you all. Brenda.
Oh, Liz, I want to ask you. I went to vote, and I used the paper trail.
Uh-huh.
And are you saying that, I mean, you called in, and you said if you don't push the button at the bottom, it doesn't register your card?
No, it doesn't print your card out or print your ballot out. That's what he's saying.
Oh, so do I need to go back up there? I was number two.
Brenda, I can't tell you that. I don't know. I would go back just for my own peace of mind to find out if what you did registered your vote.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Macklin.
Yes, Liz. I went and voted this morning, too, and I was the first one, and that's a Ward 19 Precinct 9 and 10.
Okay.
And I put it in the machine, and I guess the receipt wasn't working, you know, where the paper trail wasn't working, so she had to unlock the thing to put the card in there.
Oh, Lord.
And it was only one there.
Oh, Lord. Okay, thank you.
That was crazy.
It's crazy.
They're trying to tell me on the vote, I put, you know, Peter down first. That's all you need to do. I said, I know who else I'm losing the vote for. You know, Donna Jones. She's going to tell me to just vote one.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she did.
And did you vote on the amendments, too?
No.
Isn't that something?
That's unbelievable. I said, I know who I want to vote for.
And this was in the 19th Ward.
Right.
And you know that.
10 and 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Patricia.
Hi, Liz. I vote in the 4th Ward and 5th Precinct.
Okay.
I was number 4 there, and I wanted to let you know that when you print your push the button to have it print, it just records it and it moves around. So you shouldn't be getting a receipt for it. But I did vote for Peter Downs and Donna Jones and no on the proposition.
All right. Thank you, Patricia.
Okay, bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Marlene.
Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Marlene Terry, president of the Riverview Garden School Board.
Checking in.
All right, now.
Everything's looking good. We got a few haters out here, but that's okay.
But people are coming out to vote.
Yes, they are.
Very good. And Marlene, this is a critical race in the Riverview Garden School District, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Who are the people that we need to be trying to get in there?
Bobby Small and Fred Winston.
Very good. Bobby Small, Fred Winston.
Yes. Have a good day, Lee.
All right, Marlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. John.
Yes, Liz, I am voting 7th Ward, 2nd Precinct. This is a joke. I mean, this is a total farce. The machine, they only had one. I mean, it's crystal clear once you start using it, but the ATM card, light card, didn't work. The poll workers didn't know what was going on. They gave you an alternative ballot, too. You can fill it out like a lottery ticket. The machine that you put that in looks like a shredder. I may have made a joke about that.
How many people were in your, how many people were out voting where you were, the seventh ward?
It was six or seven when I got there. I just finished voting about 3 minutes ago.
Okay, John.
But there's a log jam because, you know, there's only one machine if you want to try the computer.
A log jam with six or seven voters. Isn't that something?
Right, right.
All right. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Joe, quickly. All right, listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. Wake up call. I'll be back in the next hour. Listen up. Listen up. I'll be back.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Tom DeLay has made it official.
Today, I am announcing my intention to resign my seat in the House. I will make that resignation effective sometime before mid-June, but largely dependent on the congressional calendar.
The Texas Republican resigned as House Majority Leader earlier this year, dogged by allegations of ethics violations. DeLay says he has nothing to hide. Saddam Hussein is facing new criminal charges. Iraqi authorities say they're related to a crackdown against the Kurds in the 1980s and that they paved the way for a second trial. The governor of Tennessee is going to get a look at what tornadoes did to his state. Phil Bredesen's already asked that two counties be declared federal disaster areas.
The first responders have done a great job of getting in and finding people and getting people into the hospitals who needed it, but I'd like to look at it firsthand and see what we need to do as the next phase to help.
Another victim, meanwhile, has been found in Tennessee. That brings the death toll in that state to 24. There are storm-related deaths in other states. The trial of Zacharias Moussaoui is moving on to another phase this Thursday. It will determine if the only man charged in the 9/11 attacks will be executed. The jury's already determined that he can.
The prosecution will do all it can to take the jury back to the horror of 9/11 to convince the panel to order Moussaoui's execution. They'll name every victim and show their photographs. They'll play audio tape of victims calling family members and reportedly play videotape of people jumping from the Twin Towers. Defense attorneys will talk about Moussaoui's mental instability and troubled childhood in hopes of saving his life.
That's ABC's Pam Coulter in Alexandria, Virginia. A new study finds about 68% of workers are confident that they can retire at the standard of living which they now are. But really, more than half of the workers over 55 have less than $25,000 saved towards retirement. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Bob Bettendorf of the Bettendorf Company, the largest importer of flatware and fine china in the area for over 30 years. Our secret, great service for each and every one of our customers. Of course, we're not too sure who these customers are. We have this new fancy customer information computer system, but nobody at any of our stores, which are in 7 states, can figure out how to use it. Anyway, that's not your problem. Come into the Bettendorf Company showroom near you, and don't be offended if we don't recognize you.
Even some successful businesses could use help with customer relationship dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use customer knowledge base so your salespeople can deliver first-class customer service. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with financial and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It's up again. Gasoline jumped about 9 cents a gallon in the past week. The average price, $2.59. Well, even the experts couldn't predict this, but a lot of University of Florida basketball fans are now saying, "We told you so."
That's the game, and the University of Florida are the 2006 college basketball national champions. The Gators took the drama out of this one from the very start and beat UCLA 73-57. Florida used a steady dive of inside scoring, hitting the outside shots as well, and UCLA never got into any kind of rhythm. They trailed by 20 early in the second half and never recovered. Florida beats UCLA for the championship. Todd and ABC News, Indianapolis.
JetBlue is offering you a little care in the air. The low-cost airline is giving away spa kits on its red-eye flights, as you might guess. The idea is to get more of those seats filled on the cross-country trips. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the cleanup continues following Sunday's violent storms that rolled through the state. Susie Stoner, a spokesperson for the State Emergency Management Agency, says there was a lot of damage around the region, including power outages in St. Louis County and serious damage in Caruthersville. 3 deaths were reported in Missouri, and another 30 people were injured. Stoner says the majority of the damage was done by straight-line winds, but there were also some tornadoes that hit parts of the region, causing a lot of damage. The search continues for a missing teen from St. Genevieve County. 17-year-old Wade Michael Lurk was last seen leaving a house in the Goose Creek Lake development at around 4:30 on Saturday morning. Captain Mark Maples with the St. Genevieve County Sheriff's Department says, according to Lurk's parents, this isn't like him.
Whether it be the 17-year-old or 70-year-old, it's of concern to us because it's a behavior that is unlike them. We're not necessarily saying foul play at this moment, but we are saying it is suspicious. It is of concern to us, and we're following up on all the information and leads that are coming towards us.
Maple says the Missouri Highway Patrol and the St. Louis branch of the FBI have gotten involved in the search. More than 200 volunteers are searching St. Genevieve County, St. Francois County, and Jefferson County. Lurk is white, 5'8", weighs between 150 and 160 pounds, and was last seen driving a white four-door Nissan Stanza with Missouri license plate 720WCC. Anyone with information is asked to contact the St. Genevieve County Sheriff's Department at 573-883-5820. Finally this hour, it's election day across the state, and some voters will get to try out some new equipment. Voters in St. Louis City will be able to use the new optical scan voting machines and touchscreen machines for the first time. Voters in St. Charles County will also use the optical scan machines for the first time today. Despite the new machines, voter turnout is expected to be low. Election officials in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County say voter turnout will likely be around 20%. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your local RE/MAX office. Buying or selling a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your lifetime. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced RE/MAX agent? Find your RE/MAX agent at RE/MAX.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Gravois. Look for an accident. Center lanes blocked and traffic jams all the way back to 55. Northbound 55 from Green Park to Union. There's an accident there. Left lane is blocked and traffic backs up through 270. Northbound 270 at Big Bend. There's an accident. It's cleared. Traffic still jamming all the way back to 55. Eastbound 70 at 370. There's an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into West Florissant. Look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley. Stop and go traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road. Slow volume there. Eastbound 70 from McKelvey all the way into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for heavy volume going on. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue. There's slow traffic going on there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. It's stop and go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Expect normal traffic. Westbound 5570 at 203 over on the Illinois side all the way onto the PSB is still sluggish. Southbound Jennings Station Road at 70. Those traffic lights are not working. Manchester Road, there's traffic lights not working there as well. There's a number of places that are still out of power, so those intersections may be flashing red. Treat them as a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like the Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Mostly sunny today. High in the lower 60s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny. High in the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under very clear skies, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 41. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood, get to the polls to vote on your school board. Also in Riverview Gardens, get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's Election Day, make the changes, make the positive changes. Take advantage of your right to vote.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Madness going on out there. You need folks. I want you to know on the anniversary of the assassination, the murder of Martin Luther King, how critical your actions and your activity is today. Know that there are forces out there that are there to try and stop you from doing what needs to be done. At Beaumont High School, I just want you to know how deep the corruption goes, how far down the rabbit hole goes. Freeman Bosley Sr. is on the side of Francis Slay, been on the side of Francis Slay, and is pushing Francis Slay's slate. Freeman Bosley Sr. changed the polling places so that making it more difficult for seniors to vote moved it to Beaumont, right? And he moved it, according to the Republican who is at the Board of Election, he moved the polling places to Beaumont in the second ward at the request of, at third ward, in the request, at the request of Freeman Bosley Sr. Beaumont is already overcrowded. Beaumont is already under lockdown right now because map testing is going on. Check this out. To let you know the corruption, how corrupt Craig Williams is, how corrupt Freeman Bosley Sr. is. Freeman Bosley Sr. is sending his people into the polling place at Beaumont High School to tell people who to vote for. You can't do that. You can only stand on the outside. You can only stand on the outside and a certain number of feet away. So, here's the deal. Here is the deal. How are the kids, how are people getting into Beaumont High School to hand out literature right now? It's because Craig Williams will cheat. Craig Williams will allow them to do anything. Craig Williams, if he were really a superintendent that cared about what was going on in the schools, he would be down there right now telling them, no, don't let this happen. The corruption runs deep. They are trying to stop you from doing what you are supposed to be doing on Election Day. You need to get down to Beaumont, And you need to raise some cane about what's going on down there, Beaumont. Check this out. There's madness going on right now. And understand that things are being crafted to keep you from doing what needs to be done. Don't let them stop you. In the 12th Ward, machines down. They're having to do hand ballots. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're having to do hand ballots because the machine is down. Walnut Park, the machines were down. You don't have to worry about that with punch cards because the machines are always up. The computer was down in Walnut Park. Y'all need to be calling in to me. You need to be letting me know about what you're facing out there at 454-0400, 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Today is election day. And I understand there are all kinds of weapons that are being crafted and carved and tied together and put together to stop you from doing what needs to be done on this election day. The corruption runs deep. But forewarned is forearmed. Y'all need to know what's going on out there so that you can get out there and get done what needs to be done. Today is election day. And there's madness going on in the city of St. Louis right now with this election stuff. In the 12th Ward, they are actually writing out ballots, handwriting ballots, because the machines are down.
Boy,
Joan.
So good.
Joan.
So tell them to ask for their machine.
Joan, you're on the air.
Okay, I was just calling in to let you know that Mark Twain's machine is working so far. But basically over here in Ward 1, it's mostly senior citizens, and they need to ask for their machine so they can hear, put their headphone on, as well as enlargement of the thing that they're voting for, because that little bubble they're giving you on that write-in
is really small.
It's so small.
Okay, so they can ask for an enlargement.
Yes, he's got a card he'll stick in the machine. And
you know, they should be asking.
Put your headphone on.
And they should be asking seniors
but
that. They're
not asking you
seniors
if you want to use it or
I
not.
Know. Senior, how would they know to ask that?
Hello.
How would they know
they
to don't. Ask
That's
that?
That's what I told the guy. I said, now, I could have used this myself because my left eye is going out on me, you know. But when I gets up, he said he couldn't demonstrate it because you had to stick the card in. It's counted as a vote, so he couldn't demonstrate. Well, with the punch-out, we did get a demonstration.
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So
all
none
right.
of those three things are happening. You don't get a demonstration as well as someone being able to ask you what machine would be best for you to vote. Because if you go outside that bubble, like when you was taking tests in school, it might not even count.
There you go. All right.
So
ask,
again,
ask for help.
Against
them. Ask for help.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Joan. Irene J. Smith.
Hey. I was just getting ready to report on. She told me she was going to go home and call you, and she did right away. So I want to send a shout-out to her for taking care of business. The other thing that we are experiencing is some of I gave a lady a ride down near the 21st Ward down at the, I think, the precinct near St. Peter's, and she indicated that the machines were jamming. The telephones that they gave them to call in were not working. The other thing interesting that's happening on the polls at certain polling sites, and I'm happy to say they were in the first ward, where people were handing out the Clinksdale Buford ballot, you know,
the opposition.
Several older people balled them up, said, I don't want no Republican ballot, and threw it in the you know, just threw it toward the person. So they was like, the young lady said, why? Why are they being so, I said, because those are Republicans. They're carrying out a Republican agenda.
That's fact.
And they said they didn't tell us that, you know.
Well, and can we talk about this, Irene, about the, some folks getting cheated?
Well, let me say this.
All right.
I was talking with one of my seniors who was on the church bus Sunday. And so she was talking to a lady that lived over in Baden that works on the polls. And she said, honey, I got my money. You know, we had heard $100. She said, they're paying $120. She said, and I have my money. I have $120. Other people said they were paying $100. Well, some people who apparently, it was, I guess, Wale Amusa and some folks from the 27th Ward who undercover going into other folk wards working, are telling their people they're going to get paid $75.
So that sounds like somebody's skimming off the top of that.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like somebody is skimping money off the top.
Because
I don't want anybody to go say that Irene said Wale was skimping off the top. I did not say that. What I said was several of the seniors who had been approached about working for the Slay Slate said they were going to be making $120. They indicated they got their money. And other folks say, well, why aren't you? So a phone started going off at one of the polling sites, and I'm not going to say which polling site it was, outside with one of the workers whose relative was working at another site, and said they told us that they were going to pay $75, and these people over here, they working for the same people we working for, and they making $120.
See.
So they making $100.
So
I don't know what's going on. They have a lot of money to throw around.
And
like
I know
those
that,
who
and
are
I,
dispensing
and I know
the money or you know, skimming if they can.
And also, Irene, I know that they do have the $100 because it's been difficult for other people in the region to get poll workers because most people can't compete with paying people $100 a day.
Exactly. Because a guy tracked me down to find. So I was referring him to a brother who was getting some workers for Peter and Donna over in the 27th. And, you know, he said he wanted to work. Da, da, da. He called the guy. He said, well, you got to pay me $10 an hour, at least $110 or $120, you know, to work. So the guy said, well, I can't pay that. We can't pay you that, you know.
If people are working for to carry the ballots of the opposition, Slay's people, the Republicans, and they're telling you you're getting paid $75, somebody cheating you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody cheating.
It appears that that's the case. And I want to send a shout out to Chuck, who's on the polls over at Lexington School. He's volunteering. He calls into your show often. He lives in the First Ward. He indicated that there was some problems with the balloting over there early this morning, that they had some problems that now have been corrected. But the problem is the judges do not appear to know how to give people instruction on how to use it. And some of the seniors appear to be a little frightened.
And here's the thing also. The very least that the judges could be doing is saying, okay, we have two options here. We can make this bigger for you, and we can put the earphones on to help you with this.
Right.
They could
right.
be saying that, because that's not telling anybody how to vote. How would a senior know to ask that?
You know, and I think part of the problem is that they know that that's available, but some of the election judges, and it's not their fault, some of them don't know even how to, you know, tell them to do that.
And, well, they only got 4 hours worth of training on these machines.
And the other thing, according to the instructions that I saw, the voter is not supposed to get a printout. I heard someone say that. It's supposed to show that there is a paper printout, but you as a voter would not get that printout.
Okay.
Would then go to what they call their electronic, I guess, balloting box.
And have you voted yet, Irene?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to vote after I have a couple of seniors I need to pick up and to drop off a little refreshments to some of our workers, and then I'm going to go in and vote.
Okay. If you get to vote before the end of the show, call us back.
I will. I will get to vote before the end of the
then
show.
Then call us back and let us know how that
I
was.
Will.
All
I
right.
Will.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye-bye.
Irene J. Smith, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. William.
Yes. I voted at Heritage House.
Heritage House. All right.
Six Ward, 9th Precinct.
Okay.
They had two machines. They were only handing out the ballot for the paper ballot, the scanner.
Okay.
And it seems as if the judges were learning on the go.
Mm-hmm.
The writing on the paper ballot, like you just said, is kind of small. And most of the seniors probably will not be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
They were helping the seniors to the extent that they were actually sitting at the booth, explaining it to them as they went along.
Mm.
So, you know, there could be some bias there, but it didn't seem like they were telling them what to do. They was just reading it for them.
Okay.
Made no offer to say anything. Now, I saw a little piece of paper on there said for the hearing impaired,
mm-hmm.
but they wasn't making any announcements, anything. You just come in and stand around and eventually get to you. And like I say, the judges seem to be learning on the fly.
How many people were out there voting, William?
Well, when I went in, there was about six people.
Okay.
And they weren't coming. There, no, it wasn't crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a continuous flow.
All right.
And from what I could observe, I didn't hear anybody voting for that group.
All right, the opposition.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Fifi.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I just got done voting.
What ward?
I'm in the 23rd ward.
Oh, the 23rd ward.
Yes, in South St. Louis, 5th Precinct. And I don't know if anyone called about this particular voting apparatus, but I had a chance to vote by hand on a piece of paper. And you had to sort of fill in with a marker, fill in the circles like you would on,
right,
say, an SAT test.
Right.
And, in fact, there was only one opportunity to do that. There's some kind of a machine that looks like a... It almost looks like a copier.
Well, and somebody called in and said it looks like a shredder.
A shredder, yes. It looks like a shredder. Because
right.
The way it, when you insert the paper, it sort of just
snatches
it up like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there was only one of those, and then there was also that computer there. And
okay.
I asked about the computer because I had heard a lot of people having trouble with it. And the judge just totally, he's like, don't mess with that. Don't worry about that. That's a whole other thing. I mean, that's just totally, you know, so he didn't want to mess with it. And I don't know if it was because it was broken or what, but he certainly...
So he directed everybody to the piece of paper where you fill in the circles.
Yes, that's what he was doing. And he was pretty confident about it, too. I mean, so I don't know if they had problems this morning or what.
Now, what were the numbers like? And this is the what ward again? The
23rd Ward, this is at Mallinckrodt School.
Okay.
On the south side, Southampton.
And what were the numbers like? Were people coming?
I was the only one there, and on my way out, another gentleman started, it walked in the door.
Okay.
That's it.
And Donna Jones and Peter Downs and no one everything?
I'm sorry?
You voted for Donna Jones and Peter Downs?
Absolutely.
And no
I
one.
Have signs in my yard.
All right, now, call somebody else and get them to the poll, okay, Fifi?
I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up and get to me. Cody.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
I just left Beaumont, girl, and you was right. They got them in the sand down at Beaumont. I was the lady live on Prairie. She had three pieces of sand in her yard. I went to my yard. Went down there and put them on the fence at Beaumont.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, so they were, are they still, Cody, are they still letting the Republicans and letting Francis Slay in the building? Are they still letting them do that at Beaumont?
Yeah, you got so many people outside. I don't know what they are. No, I ain't going inside. I just put them on the fence down there.
So do they have...
Anybody. Do three or four numbers, can you see that good when you put three or four? Can you see that good or what? I ain't voted yet.
No, I haven't voted yet. I haven't had a chance to vote yet. I'll vote after I get off the air. They say that they can make it larger for you to see, Cody.
Yeah.
So ask them if they can make it larger to see, because you're going to use the paper one.
Yeah, because I called Irene. I told Irene yesterday. I said, Irene, let's go with that 3-4. Let's put that 3-4 out.
Absolutely. Just go for 3-4. Remember that when you add it together, it's the number 7.
Okay.
So 3 and 4, that's who you're voting for.
Okay,
and then no on everything else.
All right. Keep your wig up, okay?
All right, Cody. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400. Don't forget that the show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. If you missed an hour, go get an hour. Joe, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just voted myself. I voted in the 5th ward.
In the 5th ward?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
At the Carr Square Community Center.
And what kind of, were there people handing out sample ballots out there?
Yeah, but I didn't see anyone for Peter and Donna. You know, Gilbert and Clinch, they had people, you know, they was throwing that stuff up in your face, and I just obviously threw it back at them, but...
So where was this where you didn't see any Peter Downs people? Where was this?
Well, no one approached me from him, you know, all the way at the community Carr Square Community Center.
Carr Square Community Center, okay.
Yeah, it's over here in right off out of O'Fallon Place.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay, so for all the union people that are listening out here, you need to get some folks over to the Carr Square Community Center to people to be handing out some ballots. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, one of the young men handed me one with the Rodney Herbert name on it. You know, he was endorsing
Who was he endorsing?
He's endorsing Clinksdale and Buford.
Ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff?
All right. Mess, man.
All right.
But the ballot itself, is to me, you know, it didn't seem really that hard. You know, you just circulated one that you want to vote for, and then the yes or no, you just like taking a driver's test or something, you know, the sample, the paper that they give you, like taking a test, you circle the one that you want. I think the problem probably going to be once it leaves these voting sites. I really don't think.
I know, but we got to get the votes out. We'll worry about that one. Okay, we got to get them out. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for that report.
Yes, ma'am.
And folks need to get over. We need some workers over at Carr Square Community Center. Need to get some Downs and some Jones workers over there. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me, Denise.
Yes. Hi.
Good morning.
I voted at the 24th ward. I had the new machine.
Okay.
There is a button on the bottom that you press to enlarge the text.
Okay.
And there are, you hear the speaker, but I didn't realize that was a headset, and so I didn't use it. But basically, I know there's like, you said 3 and 4, and so I did the 3 and 4, but there's two, you don't know that you could pick multiple on one screen. So I had to go back when I didn't see her on my, so there was an opportunity to go back.
So wait a minute, you didn't see who or what?
The Peter Downs, and then right underneath was the Donna.
Right.
Okay, so you think that you selected only one, so I only selected one on that screen, but you actually have an option to select more than one.
Right. Okay. So you went
so
back.
I had to go back and select the second.
Okay. And then you did you have any problem voting no on the propositions?
I like the idea of no, but then for education and so for the St. Louis Community College and training, I got to be for it.
And see, to me, again, it's one of those things where it's raising your taxes, and we don't have any control over the money, so I'm always scared to let that go. I think that people need to be more accountable before we give them money. Plus, they use over $1.5 million of our money to advertise for it.
Yeah, but you know, training is going to be is going to fall on us when we get it done.
That's what they say, but it doesn't turn out to be that way. But thank you, Denise. Thank you so much. Okay?
Sure.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. It's Election Day. Get out there and vote. Get out there and vote.
Piece of candy. Grandma's hand picks me up each time I fail.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 at 21 and Gravois. Look for an accident. It's been cleared, but traffic still jams all the way back to 55 and continues slow from Big Bend. After another earlier accident, northbound 55 from Green Park to 44, there's an accident that's cleared. Traffic's still backed up at 270. Eastbound 70 at 370, there's an accident cleared. All lanes are now reopened and traffic jams all the way back through Bryan Road. Eastbound 44 at Pacific Viaduct, there's an injury accident. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270, look for slow traffic going on there. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into West Florissant, very heavy volume. Eastbound 40 from 270 to Hanley, look for stop and go traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between Wood Mill, look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 64 at Poplar Street Bridge is starting to ease up now, as well as Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps are easing as well. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic still. And southbound Jennings Station at 70, look for those traffic lights not to be working, as well as there may still be some other areas where the traffic lights are not working. If they are blinking, consider them a four-way stop and use caution. Grand at Forest Park Ramp onto eastbound 40, look for that to be closed for maintenance work this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings time at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious extra breakfast extra value meals like Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. And Thursday, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, a chance for rain with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 42, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dodson Show. I'll see you then.
Hi, this is former State Representative Betty L. Thompson, urging all of University City voters to go to the poll today and vote to re-elect Mayor Joe Adams. Mayor Joe Adams has been a good mayor in University City. He's a strong black leader who has worked hard for not only African Americans, but for the entire University City community. Mayor Adams has a solid record of achievement and a clear vision for the future, unlike his opponent. That's why I, Betty L. Thompson, is urging all of the registered voters and University City to go out and re-elect Mayor Joe Adams.
Paid for by Adams for Mayor, Dolores Miller, Treasurer.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams, his energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood, get to the polls to vote on your school board. Also in Riverview Gardens, get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's election day, make the changes, make the positive changes, take advantage of your right to vote.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I've got to on the road to travel and a rough, rough way. And it's a hard road to travel and a rough, rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Today's Election Day. Get out. Get out. And vote. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm feeling good today.
All right, now.
I'm on my way to the polls.
All right.
To volunteer.
All right.
Something I've never done in my life.
Wow.
But I'm doing it today.
Wow.
And guess what?
What's
I'm sitting here, and I'm hearing a song in my head.
What's that?
Sam Cooke, A Change Go Come.
That's fact.
It's on the way.
That's fact.
It's on the way.
That's
retirees,
fact.
City school boards. Get out there and vote.
Hey, Howard, can you pull that one up? Because we have that one on the sounder.
There you go. That's what I'm talking
about. We got that
about.
One on the sounder.
That's
right.
What I'm talking
That's
about.
That's right.
It's a change in the city of St. Louis today.
That's right.
If
and
you don't stand up, you fall for anything. People, stand up.
And where are you going to be working?
I'll be working up at Prince Hall.
All right. All
on
right.
On my way.
And talk to the folks. Make sure the folks know to vote for number 3, number 4, and no on the rest of them.
Liz, I'm turning my shirt to the front where it's telling you who to vote for.
All right now.
There's ways to get it over.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Have a good
Thank
day.
You. Thank you, Sam. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And don't forget, we are archived at whiterosesociety.org. What was that song that Sam was talking about? Oh, yes, it is. And if you'd want to know a little background about that song, when Sam Cooke wrote that song, it was considered a really radical, radical song, because one line in it was, and one line that they didn't want to play was, there's a line in there that talks about where a white person says, you know, boy, don't you hang around. I go downtown and someone says, boy, don't you hang around. It was a very radical song, and it's a very, very powerful song. I know a change is going to come. I know a change is going to come. Today is the anniversary of the assassination, the murder of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. Today is the day that they murdered him. He gave the ultimate sacrifice. Yeah, you might have to sacrifice a little bit of your time today. I can't think of a more powerful, more spiritually important day than today to give up your time, to sacrifice a little bit of your time, to sacrifice some time to call some people to get them to the poll, to sacrifice your time to go out there and stand on the polls and hand out literature for Donna Jones and for Peter Downs. I can't think of anything more important or anything. If Martin Luther King gave up, provided the ultimate sacrifice, today is the anniversary of the day he was murdered. Surely you can find some time in your day to make certain that the children of the city of St. Louis have a future. Because they will not if Slay continues to control this board. It's been an abysmal failure. And all this is talking about, all we're talking about is bringing some balance to the board. That we don't have somebody who is not elected to the board making decisions for the board. That's all I want. I'll deal with anybody as long as there's not some puppet master out there pulling the strings for weak need people like Darnetta Klingstad, who doesn't have any skin in the game. She doesn't have any babies on the school board. Neither does Archibald. Neither does Buford Slay. Who's your daddy, Slay? They don't have any skin in the game. Today is the day that Martin Luther King was murdered. He gave up the ultimate sacrifice for change in this country. What? You ain't got no time to give up? You know, you can't give up 50 minutes out of your day? An hour out of your day? 2 hours out of your day? You're on the wake-up call.
Okay, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Joe.
Thank you for the care packet you gave me.
Okay, you want it fair and square.
Yes, indeed. I should wear that. Judge Bush don't care about black folks. Teach it with pride.
All right, now.
I just got through voting on the 22nd Ward, and I think that's progress, you know, with the new computerized voting system. And it was always smooth. But I did notice, you know, that one guy tried to hand me a ballot where the 22nd Ward looked like they tried to split the ticket. But they had Joe Clark on there with Peter Dime, I believe. Or Joe Clark on there with Donald Jones, one or the other, but...
But I know where you voted.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Maybe we're working our favor because I think Joe Clark and Buford is on the same page.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I think so, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. That's right. That's right.
Again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Baghdad. The Iraq Interior Ministry has decided against using thousands of police recruits that have been trained by both the United States and Great Britain. The ministry instead is now hiring its own people and plans to use them. This move is causing concern by coalition forces because they wanted to establish a police force that would not be partial to any particular sect in the country. There has been much hand-wringing about recent mass killings believed to be the work of Sunni or Shia death squads, some of which have been traced to government militias. The Interior Ministry is controlled by the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution and has not used any of the people trained by the coalition for the last 3 months. The reason for that decision is that ministry officials felt they did not have enough control over the selection process. Last year, it came out that the Interior Ministry had been operating secret detention camps after American forces found two prisons containing over 800 men and boys who were held in deplorable conditions. But under the Iraqi constitution, only the Justice Ministry can run prisons. And Dateline London. A new study indicates that a chemical used to make food packaging might be causing an increase in prostate cancer for men. Limited research has revealed that the substance, biphenyl A, disrupts human sex hormones and could even change the development of unborn babies. Biphenyl A is also used to make the lining for aluminum cans and has been suspected of leaching into food and drinks for some time. It appears the chemical causes tiny changes in the development of the prostate gland in the fetus stage, but there's no indication of it until later in life when prostate diseases set in. Those changes include a malformation of the urethra, which is the passageway for urine. The study, which was instituted at the University of Missouri, indicates that another substance used in the manufacture of contraceptive pills, called ethinestradiol, can also cause a change in the cellular makeup of prostate glands and lead to disease as well. Great Britain is reporting a large increase in prostate cancer rates, about 27,000 new cases each year, with 10,000 deaths each year as well. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dodson Show. I'll see you then.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reform that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams, his energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford. Lorraine Hall, treasurer.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Garden School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer. And remember, today is Election Day. Please go to the polls and vote.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood, get to the polls to vote on your school board, also in Riverview Gardens. Get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's election day. Make the changes. Make the positive changes. Take advantage of your right to vote.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Alfred, good morning.
Yes, I live in University City. I haven't had heard anyone call in from U City. I live in the second ward and vote at the community center, and everything is fine. They have the old punch
cards. The old punch cards. Mm-hmm.
And it's got to have about 10 of them, and everything is fine.
Very good. Thank you, Alfred.
Okay, bye now.
454-0400 is my phone number. Shirley.
Yes, good morning. I just got back from voting also.
Where did you go?
A ninth ward, second precinct.
Okay, how was that?
It was good because I asked them, was that the only way you could vote on the computer, because I had trouble with my eyes.
Okay.
And so she said, no, we have the card that you can, you know, fill out with the dark black pencil.
Okay.
And they showed me the shots. Well, I'd rather do that because I don't want to make a mistake.
Okay.
So I did my thing, too, for Peter Downs and Donna Jones.
And then no one.
And
ever...
I know on all the propositions.
All right,
yes.
Now. Okay, Shirley, thank you so much. Were there very many people out?
It wasn't in there for me, but when I went to the machine and looked, I checked. It was just 5 votes in the machine.
Okay.
So I don't know if anyone has been in the digital thing or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Shirley.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait a minute, Shirley. Oops, never mind. Wilda.
Yes, Liz. How you doing?
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to ask you about the Normandy School District. You know anything about Joe Collins?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, Wilda. I do not.
I don't know. I don't want to push the wrong thing.
I know, and I don't. I am so sorry.
Okay, then, Liz. My husband listens to you on the way to work. I've been taking him to work in the morning time. He don't really get a chance to listen to you during the day because he's worked during the day.
Uh-huh.
But I turned it on in the morning in the car.
All right,
and Bob, when he first heard you, he said, wow. I mean, she's a powerhouse. So keep it up, Liz.
All right, Wilda, take care.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. Lucille.
Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
I voted at Prince Hall, and there's no signs for...
Peter Downs. Okay.
All signs are for Queensdale.
Okay, let me make
and
a note of that.
Nobody passing out ballots for them.
All right, that's Prince Hall.
Uh-huh.
All right, and you're in which ward? You're in what ward?
21st ward.
You're in the 21st ward. Okay.
Prince Hall.
All right, thank you so much. We'll see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Lucille. 454-0400 is my phone number. Shirley.
Yeah, did you want to ask?
I did. I wanted to ask you about, were there people handing out ballots at the...
No one there, but the only signs I saw was Peter Downs and
where was this, and where did you go?
I went to the ninth ward. It's on Merrimack, the Merrimack School.
Okay.
2700 Merrimack.
Okay, very good.
So no one was out there, though.
Okay.
Doing anything.
Thank you, Shirley.
All right.
D, good morning. D?
Oh, D. Listen, I'm at Prince Hall with some signs, but we need some more.
Okay, and also, are there any workers out there?
I just pulled up.
Okay.
I'm out here on
okay.
the corner.
Okay. All right, but you need some more signs.
Need some more signs. I only got one.
Okay. All right, okay. D. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Susie.
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Want to give a challenge. It's only Republicans over here on this south side at Frable School. We need some people to come through and help me work.
Okay, so you're handing out the Peter Downs, Donna Jones literature.
Definitely.
Okay, and where are you again?
At Frable School, the 20th Ward, Precinct 1.
All right, and how are people responding to you handing out literature?
So far, I don't have any challenges, but there's nobody out here.
Okay, you need some signs. Do you have any Peter Downs, Donna Jones signs?
We don't have any out here. Nobody's out here but me.
All right, we'll see what we can do. Thank you, Susie, for that
Thank
update.
Thank you. All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. This is a critical. We need a bigger word than critical. This election will determine the fate of your children for the next 10, 15, 20 years. Because I guarantee you, if these people get in, if Slay's people get in, there will be a charter school district. There will be more crowded schools. More children will not be able to get to school because I've cut out the buses to bring in untalented, overpaid consultants on the backs of your babies. That's what they've done since they've been there. That's the only thing that they've done. And we will continue to plummet in accreditation. They've lost 26 points. They should be too ashamed to even look you in the face. 26 points since Clingsdale has been the president. They should be too ashamed to look you in the face. Instead, we have these monsters coming out and saying that they're the best thing that's happened in 20 years. Well, I guess if you use enslavement and the Holocaust as your markers, I guess they would be the best things. But those aren't the only things that have happened. Ain't that something? 26 points in 3 lousy years, the biggest dive that any school district in the history of America has ever taken. And they say they're the best things in 20 years. Well, I guess if your objective is to kill us, I guess they haven't. My name is Liz Brown. Get out there and vote. Today is the anniversary of the murder of Martin Luther King. Get out there and vote. He can give up that kind of sacrifice. You sure can give up the sacrifice of a few minutes of your time to vote. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, brother.
For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Tom DeLay is done with Washington. The Texas congressman won't seek re-election and will leave office by mid-June.
Today is obviously not an easy one for me, but difficult days always demand the most from us, and in that sense are the ones most worth living.
ABC's Ann Compton has White House reaction.
President Bush enjoyed a working relationship with fellow Texan Tom DeLay, and he needed DeLay's strong-arm management in the House. But the indictment and the confessions of DeLay's aides were giving Democrats ammunition to blame the whole Republican Party for ethical violations.
DeLay stepped down as House Majority Leader earlier this year. The governor of Tennessee is asking that 2 counties in his state be declared federal disaster areas. They are among the hardest hit in Sunday's tornadoes. ABC's Mike Von Frem got a look at the damage in Millsfield.
I'm looking at the 102-year-old Christ United Methodist Church. It is a brick and block building, and it is just devastated. There are hymnals that are scattered everywhere. The congregation has not only lost its place to pray, but many people live within walking distance of the church, and they've also lost their home.
At least 24 people are dead in Tennessee. There are storm-related deaths in other states, too. Saddam Hussein is facing new charges, a tribunal now accusing the former Iraqi leader and 6 others of genocide and crimes against humanity in connection with the 1980s crackdown against Kurds that paves the way for a new trial. They say he can face the death penalty. Now a federal jury in suburban Washington must decide if Zacharias Moussaoui will get it. He's the only person charged in the 9/11 attacks.
Defense attorneys will do what they can to persuade the jury to spare Moussaoui's life. They're expected to call an expert to testify. He is a schizophrenic who had a troubled childhood. But they face a big problem. Their uncooperative client, who seems to be courting death, is expected to testify again.
ABC's Pam Coulter. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Bob Bettendorf of the Bettendorf Company.
the largest importer of flatware and fine china in the area for over 30 years. Our secret? Great service for each and every one of our customers. Of course, we're not too sure who these customers are. We have this new, fancy customer information computer system, but nobody at any of our stores, which are in 7 states, can figure out how to use it. Anyway, that's not your problem. Come into the Bettendorf Company showroom near you, and don't be offended if we don't recognize you.
Even some successful businesses could use help with customer relationship dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use customer knowledge base so your salespeople can deliver first-class customer service. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with financial and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
A 16-year-old heads to Capitol Hill today to warn lawmakers about the dangers of Internet pornography. Justin Berry says he was unwittingly lured into the world 3 years ago through a webcam that he instantly hooked up to his home computer.
Justin has since turned his long list of one-time clients over to the Justice Department. He's now a federal witness whose life has been threatened by the men who once seduced him, but he will come out of hiding today, testify on Capitol Hill, and among the things he'll say is that he knows of hundreds of children right now, just like him, who are wrapped up in this horror.
ABC's David Muir. You won't see much of Jill Carroll for a while. The reporter for the Christian Science Monitor, released from her Iraqi kidnappers last week, is spending time with friends and family like her colleague, Dan Murphy.
She's just been amazing. She's doing fantastic. She's been through a lot, but we're so delighted to have her back.
Carol also has a new job. The Monitor has hired her. She'd been writing for the publication on a freelance basis. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Rindmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, state law enforcement and military police are joining the cleanup effort in the parts of Missouri hardest hit by Sunday's storms. Governor Matt Blunt mobilized about 50 members of the Missouri National Guard's 1,137th Military Police Company yesterday to support the tornado recovery efforts in Caruthersville. More than 100 state law enforcement officials, including Missouri Highway Patrol and Water Patrol officers, are joining the National Guardsmen on the ground in Pemiscot County. A Festus teenager is dead after a crash yesterday in Jefferson County. The Missouri Highway Patrol says a 17-year-old driver tried to pass another car yesterday afternoon on Highway 61 near I-55 and lost control. The car struck a rock bluff, ejecting 19-year-old passenger Michael Payne onto the roadway. Payne was struck by an oncoming car and died at the scene. The driver's injuries are not considered life-threatening. Finally this hour, this week the city of St. Louis is focusing on the health of children. Local, state, and national public health agencies are observing National Public Health Week. This year's theme is focused around children's health. City of St. Louis Health Director William Kincaid says children aren't as healthy or as active as they should be, and he explains what kids and parents can do to change that.
You know, take your kids to the park, go bike riding with them. Again, that's good exercise. It puts the parents in better touch with their kids. They can talk a little bit more to them on these outings. And we just watch them grow and make sure that they remain healthy.
Kincaid says you don't have to completely avoid fast food restaurants if you eat in moderation and consider better options while eating there. Yesterday, St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay declared this week as Public Health Week in the city of St. Louis. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Account Temps. Call today for the free 2006 salary guide and find out the latest salary ranges for the accounting and finance profession. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 at 55 and Big Bend stop-and-go traffic due to a couple of earlier accidents. Eastbound 70 from K to 370. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 at the Pacific Viaduct. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 40 from 270 all the way into Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason. Still heavy volume going on. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Clayton Skinker. Look for construction right lanes closed. Eastbound 70 at 40. Look for road construction right lanes closed there. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic this hour. And there are a number of signals that are still not working due to power outages. If you run up to a blinking light intersection, treat it as a four-way stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings time at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like the Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid-40s. Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a high in the upper 70s, or lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 41 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood, get to the polls to vote on your school board. Also in Riverview Gardens, get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's election day, make the changes, make the positive changes, take advantage of your right to vote.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied existence.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Today is election day. You need to be getting out there and vote. We only have a few more minutes on the air here. I want you to call in. I want you to let me know how it's going out there. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. We have new voting machines in the city of St. Louis. We have an incredibly important election that's going on in U City right now. Y'all need to get out and to vote. You absolutely need to get out and vote. Mr. G.
Good morning, Liz Brown.
Good morning.
We're just calling in. I'm at work now, but I'm a vote when I get off.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in Jennings, and the polling place is right there on West Florissant.
Okay.
But they didn't have a lot on the ballot. What is going on? I know some of it is about the school. I want to know what to vote for.
Well, I believe there's a school board election going on in Jennings. I also believe that there are aldermen, councilmen running for races, too. What ward do you live in?
I forgot on the top of my head.
Okay, because I can't help you if I don't know what ward it is, because I don't.
Yeah, I'm right there at Jennings Station Road and Emma.
Okay, I can't help you. I don't know the wards like that. I don't know the wards like that. I just know the numbers of them.
Exactly.
So.
I got it.
I can't help you. I can't help you unless I know what ward you're in.
Okay, I figure. And one more other thing before I let you go. I work for the city of Bristol. I don't know if you heard about the police that... they fired him a couple of years ago from roughing up one of the inmates, and now he's coming back on them as an allegation about some things they've done in the police station. And it's a lot of stuff that's covered up that I didn't know. I've been there for 5 years.
Mm.
And it makes me like, what's going on here?
Okay.
You feel me?
All right, Mr.
I'll
G.
See you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Veronica O'Brien, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What's the word on the street out here?
Beautiful day. Everybody's excited. The word on the street is people want to take back their school districts, and they want Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Buford out.
Very good. I heard that there was madness at Beaumont this morning.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen. I went, I talked to the election board this weekend, and I went up to Beaumont to check on some scenes, and when I got there, there was certainly a turmoil. Apparently, the as you know, the Slade-Klingscale Buford team has just basically broken every possible rule or courtesy that there has been in this election. And they have put their signs up all over the Board of Education property, which they're not supposed to do. They were in the polling sites giving out their material. When I got there, there was a dispute going on because one of the ladies was saying they shouldn't be allowed to do that. And, of course, they were making her go away. Then the dispute came up over 25 feet. Because, number one, the polling place is not set up. Beaumont is not set up for a polling place.
But also, Veronica, if you could just give the audience some background, too. Beaumont was not supposed to be the polling place. How did it become the polling place?
Well, I did some investigation, and I talked to some election folks first thing Monday morning, and apparently a deal was cut. I guess I shouldn't say a deal was cut, but Bosley, they're saying, requested it.
And you're talking about the alderman.
Be a sleigh or what, you know, because they are working together.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about Freeman Bosley Sr., the alderman of the third ward.
I guess it was him. I don't know if it was I don't know if it was just him or if it was a team, you know, son and father son team or not.
Okay.
And they wanted it moved, and apparently I heard that they talked to the principal and a couple other elected people in the community, and they decided it was the thing to do. And they said it was parking. I said there's nowhere to park. There's a problem with handicap access, and not to mention the fact, Liz, these are areas that I told the election board. He said, well, you know, maybe they could just drive somewhere and go to the next spot if they go to the wrong spot. I said, no, people have to work, okay? And when they take off to go vote, they don't have extra time if they go to the wrong polls.
Absolutely. And also the whole senior accessible, do they have to walk upstairs, Veronica? How do they do that?
You know, I didn't get in the polling place because there was so much ruckus there. I can just tell you, I told the people to take pictures. There is nowhere to park.
Mm.
Okay, so if you are a senior and if you don't have to walk up the steps, you got to walk a pretty, you know, there's nowhere to park.
Oh, wow.
You know how the back of Beaumont is.
Yes,
I mean, there's no parking. You got to go way out on the street somewhere else and park.
Wow. And the two places that were moved by Bosley, those are places where a lot of seniors vote.
Right. And, you know, I the one thing I told the Board of Election is this. You know, they pulled every maneuver possible. But, you know, that's to be expected because that's the character that, you know, the board and the outside folks, that's the character that they're, you know, bringing to the district. I said, but any time, and, you know, I would love it if Bosley's would call me and discuss this, or they probably don't care to discuss it, but any time I hear a black man might be suspected, it's suspect that they might be involved in suppressing a vote.
I
got some problems with that.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
It's insane.
It really is. Well, what else are we hearing that's going on out there, Veronica? Are people, other polling places, what are the numbers looking like? Are people turning
out? It's hard to tell. Of course, you know, they had money to buy buku signs. But in this particular instance, you know, I'm going to polling places, checking on things, and I'm headed back out. I ran here to pick up some stuff. I'm headed back out to make some quick deliveries, and I'm checking on a lot of sites. You know, half their polling workers that are passing their stuff out all say they'd rather have Donna and
Van Peter.
Peter.
I mean, that's
pretty pathetic.
I like that.
But, you know, that happened last time. You know, these people, you know, you don't do wrong long.
That's why everybody needs to get out and vote to
demonstrate. They got to get out. They got to get out and vote.
Because people are putting their stuff on the line. And people are putting their stuff on the line for this. People are stepping out on Front Street on this. People need to vote and get these people out. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I got to run. I got to get back on the street list.
All right, Veronica.
All right,
thank you. You're welcome. Bye. Veronica O'Brien, school board member, telling the truth. Need to get rid of Darnetta Klingsdale Shamel and James Buford Slay. It has to happen. It has to happen. Betty Lou.
How you doing, Ms.?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm disappointed. I went to the third ward to vote. One person in there, myself.
What time did you go, Betty Lou?
Just got back.
Just got back in the third ward?
Yeah.
Was this a place where your voting had changed or anything like that, or is this the same place that you've been voting?
Same place I've been voting all the time.
Are there people out there handing out literature, Betty Lou?
There's more people out there handing out literature than it is voting.
All right. It's not over yet, Betty Lou. Not over yet.
Well, now, I didn't see but three or four issues on that ballot.
And that was, they're all no.
Uh-huh.
All no.
Except Peter?
Peter Downs and Donna Jones.
The only two, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you get Peter Downs and Donna Jones?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. All right now.
Okay, babe.
Thank you, Betty Lou.
Uh-huh.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Sugar.
Hey there, I guess it's time for you to pack up and get on out of here, huh, Liz?
I'm getting ready to vote in a few more minutes. Thanks for asking. Yep, getting ready to vote in a few more minutes. At the top of the hour, I'll be heading to my voting place. I'm excited. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to take my signs out of the yard for Peter Downs and Donna Jones and take them to the polling place with me.
Okay. What ward are you in?
At Yateman's.
Okay. All right. And if there are plenty of signs, then take them back to your yard so people can see them too.
Okay.
All right, Christine. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mac.
Yeah, this is Mac over to Matthew Dickens.
Okay, how's it going over there, Mac?
Over here it's kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
So far.
Did you vote already, Mac?
Yeah, sure. My polling place is at Mark Twain.
Okay.
I'd like for you to vote for Peter Downs and Donna Jones and no on these amendments.
Okay.
Let's get Buford and Klingsdale out of office. Thank you. Have a good day. Yeah, I'm over to Mark. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to everything you're saying, Mac.
Yeah, my polling place is Mark Twain.
Okay, how did that voter just respond to you?
Oh, she said okay. She's
all right.
She's responding good.
Okay.
I think she's going to do the right thing.
Very good. And we can always count on you being out there, Mac. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. John.
Good morning. You know, I've always had really mixed, bittersweet feelings about April 4th because of the assassination of Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also my anniversary.
Oh, okay.
So this is 30 years today. For
30 years? Life. You've been married for 30 years?
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I've always taken it as a symbol that, you know, with it being on April 4th, that there is struggle and there's hope all at the same time.
There you go.
And the school board has been struggling for so long. So for me, today's a day of hope to balance those scales.
Absolutely. And also in U City.
That's right. I voted for Shelley Welsh this morning.
Very good.
I hope everybody does. You know, it's not a good day. It's not a bad day till we make it whatever it's going to be today.
That's a fact. And what were the John, what were the numbers like in U City when you were out there voting?
Well, I was pretty early. But even then, there were folks at the polls. There were a lot of workers out and people coming in. I think I was about the 30th voter around 7 o'clock this morning.
I think that there's going to be a huge turnout in U-City. I think because there's so many contested races all over the city, a lot of alderman chairs or council people chairs up, and the mayoral race. It's going to be huge in U-City today.
I think that's right. I think people are realizing that there's, you know, things at stake, and there's been a lot of publicity and talk and buzz about the election, so I think you're right. I think people are turning out.
Hopefully U-City will be able to make the same historic change that the St. Louis School Board needs to make and bring Shelley Welsh in there, and then we make some changes on the school board.
That's right. I saw a rainbow on the way to work last Thursday, and that was the same day then that Mayor Slay vetoed the Civilian Review Board. But it was the same message to me that we, you know, there's always hope and there's always work to be done. And today's a work day to get some real things accomplished.
It's too nice out there. There are no excuses.
No, it's a beautiful day to get out.
It's a beautiful day. John, thank you so much.
Sure. Take care.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Scott, good morning.
Yeah. I remember, I think it was the last school board election. There was some guy, it was a black voter, he said, I knew who Vince Shamel was, but I voted for him anyway. But I think the voters, especially the black voters, are a lot better informed this time. And
I think that people are finally beginning to feel the beating that they've been getting from these people for 3 years.
Right. It just shows you that, you know, every election is important.
There you go.
You know, you can't take it for granted. That
Excellent.
little voting pen is very powerful.
Yes, it is.
More powerful than a gun or a knife. And I also wanted to ask you, Should we vote no on the junior college district?
I say no because they use $1.4 million of our money to do the advertising for this. I don't trust where the money is going. I don't want another tax hike. I'm tired of tax hikes and not having the accountability. Where did the $1.4 million come from for you to pay for this campaign?
That's a good point. I've been to their meetings and
where'd the money come from? The reason they had the meetings is because they took the taxpayers' money to pay to fund them.
Well, a lot of their meetings, it seems like 90% of their agenda is, you know, giving out contracts, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. It's too, there's not enough control. There is absolutely enough or oversight over this money. We got to start holding these people accountable. We got to stop giving them a blank check for money that we never see how they spend it. No. For me, the answer is no.
Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah,
you know,
that's a good point.
So, thank you, Scott.
I think you're the only one that's really informing the voters about what's going on in this election.
We just really got to make some changes. Scott,
okay.
Thank you so
right.
much. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Betty.
Liz Brown.
Betty, what's you doing?
Just left Walnut Park. They
right.
moved our place.
Yes, but
not at Herzog.
It's
and I
not.
Asked him the reason why. I said, you thought no one was going to come, didn't you? And they said they're putting in new air conditioning.
At
what
Herzog?
Does that have to do? Anyway, I like the card. You know, they have the card and the machine.
Okay.
I said, now, don't tear this up when I leave.
Did you drop it in that box?
You drop it in the box.
Okay.
He says, oh, we don't have a key.
Okay.
I says, okay.
Okay.
Now, that I like.
Okay.
It's very nice. That one is.
The only concern, Betty, is that the paper trail of this, you know, and that's all. I'm just asking for. I love electronics. I love technology, but I want the paper trail. I don't want somebody to have the ability to get in and to screw up the votes.
But I think they could screw it up easier on that machine.
On which machine?
On the voter. machine that they have in there.
Okay. Okay.
I think you can really screw that up easier on that. I think it's easier
okay.
with that than to do with the card.
Okay.
I like the card better than the machine.
What were the numbers like, Betty?
They were coming in.
Okay.
They were coming in.
Were there workers were there workers out there at Walnut Park?
Oh, my God. I talked to some of the other workers. I said, are they paying you to, you know, to do this or what? And this one girl said, that's the only reason I'm doing it. I'm not voting for them.
Well, then she needs not to, to be so
that's
enthusiastic about handing out the stuff.
She says, I'm not voting for them.
All right.
I said, that's a shame.
Okay.
They're there, though.
All right.
Outside.
Did they approach you? Were they aggressive in approaching you?
They approached me, okay? Peter and Donna had some down at the other end, so I stood down there and talked with them.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Do they have enough coverage?
One guy approached me. The other young ladies were just standing there.
Okay.
At the fence.
Okay.
And he walked up, you know.
Okay.
And said something.
All right.
You know, but the other says.
All right. No more. You don't need to tell me anymore. Thanks for your call.
Okay,
all right,
Ben. I'll back at you.
All right. Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Let me see. Who do we have? Arthur.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard a lady just speak about Walnut Park. I lived in Walnut Park for about 20 years, and there was a paper up there called the Walnut Park Beacon that came out against school elections, bond elections. This is some years ago. The mayor and the school board was just about as corrupt as it is now. And I think you got a good idea. Vote no on everything until they come around. And there were some copies of the Walnut Park Beacon in the Walnut Park Library some years ago. I
really?
I don't know if they still have them. They might.
Because that's where I live in Walnut Park right now.
What street do you live on?
I'm not. I don't want to say that over the air, Arthur, but I do. I do live in that area.
Well, I lived on Beacon for a while. And I lived on Alcott by the Walbridge School.
Okay, I know exactly where that is. I love my neighborhood.
Yeah, I lived in the 1500 block, about 8 doors away from the school.
All right, now.
Back then when I lived there, we fought against practically everything City Hall wanted. And my leader back then was a guy named Persich. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not from St. Louis. That was a little before my time.
Ray Persich.
Okay.
He gave the mayor then, Mayor Savani, the kind of shit that you're getting, Mayor Slay.
Thanks, Arthur. Bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't quit it all. Another day.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, my name is Acme Price. I live in University City, and on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer. And remember, today is election day. Please go to the polls and vote.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is election day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood, get to the polls to vote on your school board. Also in Riverview Gardens, get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's election day, make the changes, make the positive changes, take advantage of your right to vote.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Walter.
Yeah.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. What's on your mind?
Oh, the reason I was calling, Liz, how are you today?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I was calling about the election today.
Okay,
I thought the issue, one of the issues would have been about eminent domain. I live in the third ward, and they're trying to
the
take over
ward,
this property
third ward.
Under
what's,
eminent domain for
hold
private
on,
use,
hold
for
on,
private
hold,
developers.
Walter, hold on for a second.
Okay.
Third ward in what city?
St. Louis City.
Okay, third ward in St. Louis City. You thought that one of the issues that would be on the ballot today would be eminent domain?
Yes.
Okay, but it's not.
It's not.
The issues that are on the ballot in this election is the issue of our school board.
Okay.
And there are three propositions. One of them, one of the aldermen in the third ward, Freeman Bosley,
right,
is taking all that property. The alderman, he has put a is part of a proposition that's on the ballot that would make it difficult to recall him.
Okay.
So that's one you have to go vote no to.
Okay.
So, yes, there. I mean, if you're talking about eminent domain in the third ward, then go vote no on that proposition that would make it harder to get out people that engage in eminent domain.
What do you think is going to happen regarding eminent domain? My understanding is that eminent domain hasn't been passed in the state of Missouri yet.
I don't think that that's entirely right.
Okay, that's not right. Okay.
No, but what we're going to do is we're going to have a discussion about an eminent domain discussion coming up in the next couple of weeks, okay?
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. Today our focus is on... Have you voted yet?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay, did you vote no against all those propositions?
Yes, ma'am, we
okay,
did.
Okay, all right, and you voted for Donna Jones and Peter Downs.
Exactly right.
All right, so in effect, you were delving a blow dealing a blow to Freeman Bosley Sr. when you voted no against that against that proposition,
yeah,
that, or that charter change. So we'll talk more about eminent domain, okay?
What do you think is going to happen to our property here, though, under private use?
We're gonna talk about that, okay?
Okay. Where do we meet and when?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay.
Stay tuned. Okay.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, Walter.
Bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Kathy.
Yes, Liz. I'm in the 27th ward. I voted at Walnut Park.
Okay.
And it was easy voting, but the scan machine that had if you punch the thing, the electronic thing, they had an electronic one and they had a paper trail, paper card. And I took my magnifying glass so I could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a vote on the paper card than the electronic one, because I asked the lady, I said, is there a paper trail behind the card? She said no, and she's right. The thing looks like a shredder.
It does. It does.
The thing you put, it looks like a shredder.
It does.
But
it does.
She said that.
But it's not.
But I got to tell you about this argument. The ladies behind the table, they said it's time to get rid of everything, and they said they were sick of, they were talking about what they were sick of. They said this whole thing is a big commercial. And one lady said, I wish they had a vote here. When she came in, about four of them came in together, she said, I wish there was a vote where you get rid of the mayor, the aldermen, all of them. She said, I'm tired of all of them.
Thanks for your
call. That's how it
went. All right.
They're coming in pretty good over here.
Okay, very good. Thank
you,
Kathy.
I'll be here all day.
All right. And you're standing out there handing out the literature.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Now.
Take care.
All right, Kathy.
Okay, you're doing a great job, Liz.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Today is election day. It's fascinating. New literature that has come out. It's interesting. Donna Jones and Peter Downs put out a piece that apparently got under the skin of the opposition, because the opposition came out with a piece that looks just that's in response. And that happened. And what's so funny is that when the opposition responds to you in literature, that means that they've taken time and they've designed literature to deal specifically with what you said in your literature. That means you're winning. That means that you are winning. Case in point, in the Riverview Garden School District, this is so funny. In the Riverview Garden School District, there is a guy that's running to stay on the board in the Riverview Garden School District, and he's awful. He's just awful. He's one of those preachers that you wonder about. Now, tell me again, you have the relationship to God, how? Because everything that you do is so contrary, so ungodlike. So he's one of those pastors that you're like, huh? You a preacher? That I think that's why some people are so cynical about religion. But anyway, this dude is running for to be a member of the school board in Riverview Gardens. And Bobby Smalls, and that's Marlene Terry and her crew, that Bobby Smalls is running. And they put together this wonderful flyer. Mailer for Riverview Gardens, and it said, let's put we need to get one more piece to put all of the pieces together, pieces of the puzzle to fix the or to deal with and to make the Riverview Gardens School District stronger. So Bobby Smalls is the last piece of the puzzle to put it to make it work, to make Riverview Gardens work. Well, the opposition put out a newsletter saying, hey, we are not trying to puzzle people. This is not a puzzling district. So, you know, when they respond to your stuff, that means that what you're doing is working. Because think about it, and it's just stupid for the opposition, because all the opposition does by using the words that the other guys use, using the word the opposition, in this case, using the words of Bobby Small and putting together the final pieces of the puzzle to make it all work. When you repeat your opposition's language in your literature that you're paying to mail out, You're enhancing the opposition, because the thing that people will remember is the puzzle. Okay, yeah, Bobby Smalls, puzzle. Okay, yeah, I'm going to vote for her because you've reinforced that message. And the same with the St. Louis Public Schools. There was a piece that they put out showing all of the parties that as a team for the school board. Well, the... they put out their own little piece in response that we're the real team. We're the real team. So when they respond like that, what you've said, what you've done is working. Is working. Today is election day, y'all. It's election day. And the polls have been open since 6 o'clock this morning. You all need to... It's the day that Martin Luther King was murdered. It's the anniversary of that day. And while you may not hear it anywhere on the news tonight, while you may not hear it in any other radio station today, you may not get an email notice anywhere in the world about the dreadful anniversary that this is. You know it now. And you have to respond. Your obligation is to respond to the power of that moment, the legacy of that moment, and your obligation to that moment. Martin Luther King gave the ultimate sacrifice. He was murdered. On part of his cause, on behalf of his cause. Surely, you all can pick up the phone and call somebody and get some people to the polls today. Surely, you can find an hour in your day to go and vote. Surely, you can insist that if you don't do anything else today, you're going to get to the polls. Surely, you can do that. He was murdered on this day. Everything is connected, y'all. There's a reason why the election day is today. Marty.
You know, I'm glad the information was put out, you know, about this day, because this is the day that he died for people to get out and utilize it, mm-hmm. to vote for things that really need to happen for people and for color, you know. And like you were saying, I've always listened to you and for the vote and if people don't get out and vote, the man died in vain. And on top of all the other things that are going on in vain, like the people who've been in office, and like I was listening to a gentleman last night who broadcast, he said now these people want to put out a plan after they've been in there for so long and haven't done anything that worked, and now they want to say anything to keep their jobs and stuff in office and keep misguiding people.
But you need to also understand, Marty, that this so-called strategic plan that they put out, there was no input from the citizens.
Right.
There was no input from the teachers. There was no input from the parents. And there were no input from the teachers. I mean, from educational experts out there. The only people that put together the plan are the people that have destroyed the district.
Exactly.
So good God. That's the plan we're supposed to follow? When the people that destroyed the district made the plan, good God.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely no. Absolutely no to that plan.
That's right. In high noon, I'll be out there to vote.
All right.
But
now,
my thing is, you know, if people don't sit up here and realize what's going on around them and take the time to listen to shows and get the news that's informative to guide them, you know, they're giving these people, like you said, a blank check to do what they want.
Absolutely.
And that's why this man died, so you can have the right to vote.
Well, that reason why he was murdered.
Yeah, murdered.
All
yeah,
right,
murdered.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Okay, because he didn't die old age.
Oh, no. Okay. You're right about that.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
You're welcome.
Listen, folks, we're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
What you don't understand, my words might never explain. So I am hoping that I will. Things may not go as you planned, dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you to. Don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington. Yesterday, we told you about a new type of body armor that the military chose not to purchase, even though tests have proven it to be superior to the standard issue version being used by the troops right now. Well, now comes word that the Pentagon is not going to allow soldiers to wear any other type of protective armor except the government-issued interceptor armor. Army officials say they have a standard that has to be met for equipment, and the new dragon skin armor has not met its standards for protection, and there is no reason for families to waste their money on something that doesn't work. Early in the war, it came to light that the military did not have enough body armor to go around, and soldiers and their families started buying their own. Later, the military instituted a reimbursement policy for those who purchased their own body armor. And then in January, a Pentagon study got leaked that said side armor could have saved dozens of soldiers' lives if it had been available, which then caused the military to order thousands of side plates to be sent to Iraq this year. The Pentagon says it has conducted tests on the new dragon skin body armor, and the results have been disappointing, even though only small sections of it were used for those tests. An official says it has asked the manufacturer, Pinnacle Armor, to provide 30 sets of the armor for testing, but the company says it'll be next month before it'll have that many ready to submit. The Secret Service issues dragon skin to its agents, and several American generals in Iraq have also worn dragon skin when they were in combat zones. This is your wake-up call global news update.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer. And remember, today is Election Day. Please go to the polls and vote.
Hi, this is former State Representative Betty L. Thompson, urging all of University City voters to go to the poll today and vote to re-elect Mayor Joe Adams. Mayor Joe Adams has been a good mayor in University City. He's a strong black leader who has worked hard for not only African Americans, but for the entire University City community. Mayor Adams has a solid record of achievement and a clear vision for the future, unlike his opponent. That's why I, Betty L. Thompson, is urging all of the registered voters in University City to go out and reelect Mayor Joe Adams.
Paid for by Adams for Mayor, Dolores Miller, Treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford. Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and today is Election Day. In the city of St. Louis, get to the polls. We have to make some changes on the school board. Also, in U City, there's an important mayoral race to make some changes there as well. Hazelwood,
get to the polls to vote on your school board, also in Riverview Gardens. Get over there and get your voting done for the school board there. Today's election day. Make the changes. Make the positive changes. Take advantage of your right to vote.
Hi, this is Ken Dodson, host of The Ken Dodson Show. And I want to let you know about a guest that I'm going to have on my show this week. I'm going to have the phenomenal Liz Brown on The Ken Dodson Show this Friday from 8 till 9. I'm going to examine a side of Liz Brown that you've never seen before. It's an hour conversation with Liz Brown this Friday on The Ken Dodson Show. I'll see you then.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. I just wanted to connect some dots for you all. I really want to connect some dots on this election day. We have to start seeing the world bigger than the house that we live in, bigger than the street that we live on, bigger than the neighborhood that we are a part of, and bigger than the city where we reside. Our issues have to be thought of globally. Now, I'm not saying you can pick any one issue and work on it to the best of your passion, but understand that what we do is part of something that is so much bigger than us. And for right now, I'm talking about the race in the mayoral race in U City. Understand that Ted Hoskins, who was one of the most compromised elected officials in the sitting up there in Jefferson City, takes tens of thousands of dollars from voucher fanatics and then tries to foist the voucher fanatic agenda upon the city of St. Louis. He didn't try to foist it on his own neighborhood. He tried to take it to the city of St. Louis. Why? The plan is to start there. The plan is not to just leave it in the city of St. Louis. The plan is to take the voucher system all across this country, to take the money that public schools have, the billion-dollar money pots that public schools have, and to put them into the hands of private interest, to destroy public school education. Now, the connecting the dots in U City. Ted Hoskins, the water carrier for voucher fanatics, paid for a huge ad to support Joe Adams in U City, taking voucher money to support Joe Adams. Where do you think Joe Adams stands on this issue? There's also an effort to get the U City School District to be part of this voucher plan. Now, Betty Thompson is speaking on behalf of Joe Adams. Now, Betty Thompson, this is a man who ran against her son, and she sure didn't have anything good to say about him then. What has changed? Well, the voucher issue. Betty Thompson's name is on the voucher bill. You have to connect the dots and understand that where you live and what you're doing is so much bigger than you. We have to break this. We have to stop this. People that have been working on vouchers have been working on them for decades. A generation. You want to know how long they've been working on it? Just see how old Martin Dugan is. Then you'll get a sense of how ancient how much time they've been spending working on this issue, because he is a voucher fanatic. That's why it's so important to break their hold, to stop them in their game. I've just heard from Jefferson City. It looks like they're not bringing the voucher bill back because they don't have the numbers for it, because of what we did, the phone calls that we made. We can stop this. The vote in U City is one of those important votes to stop this voucher train. Stop this voucher train. And in the city of St. Louis, the way you stop it is you vote for Donna Jones and Peter Downs, and you say no to all the propositions. Jamala.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A wise person told me, for those of us who have some flexibility to vote, to stay out of the way of those folks this morning who had to vote before they go to work.
Oh, okay.
And I'm glad I did, because I've been listening to some of the horror stories of your listeners in terms of how what happened when they went to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just suggest that those people not only call the show, but they need to register that complaint at the Board of Elections.
Absolutely.
And get the name of the person that they talked to.
Absolutely.
I put in a call to Congressman Clay's office because he actually had to file a suit for the 2004 election. And I want to make him aware of the things that are going on this morning so that he could send some reps to some of these polling sites and check out for himself or his reps as to what is happening. But, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, this stays honest and upright, because otherwise, you know, we can expect what the outcome is going to be at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And my concern is that I think that's a good call to Congressman Clay, but I'm concerned to see if there's going to be response to it, because Daryl Piggy is listed as one of the supporters of Klinksdale and Buford. And that's Lacey's assistant, isn't it?
Right, it sure is.
Okay, so we need to see if there's going to be any response to this, or if there's if this is what they intend to happen.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
And meanwhile, I want people to remember that this is the 15th anniversary of the Chain of Rocks incident.
That's
and
right.
And to join us at 7 o'clock this evening at the Chain of Rocks on Riverview near 270.
Absolutely, Jamala.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. 454-0400. I forgot about that. Absolutely. That is today as well. And it's a gorgeous day. And I am still reeling from the worst day of the year in my life. Every day, every year, the worst day of my year is when I have to give up that hour. When I have to give up that hour. So I'm adjusting to this whole daylight savings time piece. But I say that to say this, that it is going to be bright. It's going to be, I couldn't get used to the fact that at 7 o'clock last night, the sun was still out. So there's going to be daylight. So you can do that as bringing your evening to an end today would be a wonderful tribute to all of the victims of the Chain of Rocks tonight. So get on out there. This is it. It's showtime. Today is election day, folks. Get to the polls. Do the right thing. Donna Jones, Peter Downs. Also, when you go out to Hazelwood, Tony Weaver. When you go out to Riverview Gardens, you need to vote for Bobby Smalls. And in U City, of course, Shelley Welsh. These are important times, folks. Get to the polls. This is the day that Martin Luther King was murdered. He gave it up. He gave up. He sacrificed on this day. Surely, you've got a few minutes to sacrifice of your time on this day. This of all days. I'm Liz Brown. Stay strong, and I'll be back to talk about all the results tomorrow morning.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother,
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing
the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Do you know what your child is doing online? Justin Berry wishes his parents did. The 16-year-old is on Capitol Hill today. He's telling lawmakers just how easy it is for kids to get lured into the world of internet pornography.
First offering him $50 to take off his shirt. And it quickly escalated beyond any parent's imagination. Over the next 5 years, Justin would be